This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome, everyone. Wells Fargo Arena, day two of the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament about to begin here. Joe Sinclair, Travis Apple, Coach Kevin Cochran, Jason Summers are going to bring you all of today's action. 3A, two-way, quarterfinals up next. Joe, buddy, Panera Bread got us started the right way with a little breakfast here this morning.
A little coffee, a little muffins, French bread, and we're ready to roll on this fine Friday. It's going to be a great day of wrestling action here at Wells Fargo.
Start with the quarterfinals, buddy. This is setting up the semis. This is an important round for the 3A and 2A wrestlers.
A couple big matches for the Albion Blue Demons here. All three of their wrestlers advancing through. And looks like we're getting ready for our national anthem here.
Well, we are going to take a timeout, come back high above the mats, high fidelity. You're listening to the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament 3A, 2A quarterfinals on deck. Don't go anywhere.
The local merchants in our area, hometowns, and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy. Build a better future for us all.
Building for the future. All together, side by side. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
People's State Bank. Member FDIC. Hometown community spirit. Hometown community pride.
Reliable oil, dependable filters, AgriVision guarantee. The oil and filter sale during the month of February is more proof that AgriVision, your John Deere dealer, offers everything for your land. You can save 15% on in-stock filters and 10% on in-stock containers of oil. Plus, AgriVision will offer you a one-year warranty on all parts and service from AgriVision and John Deere. Learn more at agrivision.us. Offer does not include bulk oil. Other exclusions may apply. See store for details. Offer valid until February 28, 2015.
And we are underway here, day two of the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament, TZ. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers going to get underway here at 106. Carter, Alex Clark of Atoma is going to get on the mat here real quickly and get back to action. Bran O'Shea of Keokuk is going to be on the mat at 113. We're going to find that this day is going to go really fast here, folks. Clark is on mat number one. O'Shea on mat number eight. Alec Clark coming off a win in day number one. He defeated Mason Shannon. Got that done in 11-0 decision. A dominating effort by Clark. All right, they shake hands, and we're underway here at 106 Class 3A. 113 on mat number eight is Bran O'Shea of Keokuk. Here's a shot in there by Allison of Waukee, the opponent for Alec Clark, Jacob Allison, a 40-6 junior. They're right at the center of the mat here on mat number one. High above the mats, high fidelity. Here's a shot that's missed by Allison as Clark backed up, and they'll regather themselves right at the center of the mat.
Clark doing a real good job on his feet right here. Gets in right now on a single leg. Good job there, Waukee, getting the whizzer in there. Al Clark still working on that single leg, but it's going to be Shannon getting around, and he will get the two-point takedown. 2-0, Clark trails.
Allison
from Walk.
That's okay. Walkie's Jacob Allison put the whizzer in, Joe, and then used that whizzer to his advantage and turned it into his offense, a defense-to-offense there for Allison, and Walkie's Allison out in front here, 2-0 over Alec Clark of Ottumwa.
Real good pressure right now by Allison. He's got the crossbody right in on the left side. Trying to work a power half. Works a power half over. Just about to parallel. But a good job there by Clark fighting that off. Official right on top of it there on that power half with the crossbody right in there. And now Clark wipes that half off. We're going to have a stalemate. And we will reset it at the center of the mat. Clark will get set with 40 seconds to go. Trailing 2-0 here in this Class 3A quarterfinal matchup at 106 pounds.
This contest brought to you by AgriVision of Albia, the Albia Brewing Company, and Double D Repair. These broadcasts brought to you, of course, by Sheraton Hy-Vee and Tharp Funeral Home. And over here on 113, Brand O'Shea of Keokuk's trailing Tristan Lara of Fort Dodge, 4-1 the score over there. Let's get back to Alec Clark.
Allison's got the crossbody ride in there again. Really likes that power half. Now he's going to try a tilt. A little flyover with the crossbody in there. He's not going to be able to get him turned right now. He's just about to parallel. Right perpendicular to the mat is Al Clark's shoulders. Now Al fights off of his back, gets back to his stomach. Crossbody ride in there again. Now Allison tries that tilt again with 2 seconds to go. We're going to go to the second period with a 2-0 score, 106-pounders at the Class 3A quarterfinal match.
You have to say that's a win by Clark, avoiding that tilt there right at the end. Allison really trying to work that. Clark avoids it. They're going to start in the neutral position.
Well, I like Clark taking neutral right there because Allison rode him real, real hard after that takedown, and it was a contested takedown. I like Clark's chances to take him down here in the second period. Clark with hand control. Wrestlers on their feet. A 2-0 deficit for Ottumwa's Alec Clark here. We're calling you the quarterfinal matches here at Wells Fargo on 96.7. Want to thank all of our listeners and sponsors. We got Alec Clark from Ottumwa out there on the mat. He's in a quarterfinal matchup. He got past Mason Shannon in his first match yesterday. Got his ticket punched to the well for this morning. And he's on his feet against Jacob Allison from Waukee.
Brad O'Shea Keokuk gets the escape as the time expires on that opening period. He trails now 4-2. It is Brad O'Shea Keokuk trailing Tristan Lara of Fort Dodge.
Real long session for you this morning, folks. It'll carry right over into the afternoon, and we won't finish this until probably 12:30 or 1 o'clock. We got the Class 3A quarterfinals right now, and that'll be followed by the Class 2A quarterfinals with no break. And then we'll go into the Class 3A consolation matches once again without a break, followed by the 2A consolation quarterfinals. So a great morning and early afternoon of wrestling for you here on 96.7, where we've got Al Clark from Ottumwa in on a deep single. He's got the single in there, but gets his head down a little bit, and Allison reaches through, and Allison's through right now.
Well, Clark is trying to work his way around and get some elevation. Maybe
they
get the angle.
They give the 2-point takedown to Allison. Allison reached through, and now Allison working a tilt, and he's going to get a couple back points. So Alec Clark is going to be trailing 6-0 here on a quick 2-count on the tilt. 6-0 now the deficit for Alec Clark.
He's got his tilt. Looked like Clark was going to turn his into
a reversal
into back points, but just missed.
He does get the reversal, and it was a really quick 2-count.
Wow.
Score could easily be 4-2 right now, but Al Clark now on top. We're going to close out the last ticks of the second period, go to the third with a 4-point deficit for Al Clark, and he will be covering his opponent, Jacob Allison. Allison takes the down position. He's set.
The 1-13 matchup here. Brad O'Shea Keokuk still trails, but gets the escape to begin the second period. He now trails 4-3 at the hands of Tristan Lara of Fort Dodge.
And we're underway again here in the third period at 106 pounds. Clark tries the chicken wing. He's covering his opponent, Jacob Allison from Waukee, in the third period, just underway. A 4-point deficit for Alec Clark from Ottumwa in this quarterfinal matchup. Winner of this one will be a semifinalist and place winner in your 2015 Iowa High School Wrestling Tournament. Clark now still working that chicken wing. Can't really get that locked up here. Now he gets behind. Back on the hips again. Now tries the butcher. He's got the butcher in on the right side. Working that butcher. Now he's going to try a cradle. Now he's going to have to cut him now. He gets separation. That's a 5-point lead for Allison now. 7-2 the score. Clark working hard on top, but had to cut him when he got a little bit out of position. Got over the top on that butcher. Clark in there on a wild shot, but gets to the leg on a single leg. Switches to the double, uses his head as a lever. Rolls him to the left and gets the 2-point takedown. 7-4 your score now. Al Clark on the move with 50 seconds to go. Now Clark trying a tilt. Gets out front now. Cuts him. 8-4, a 4-point deficit now for Al Clark. He has been the aggressor here for the last 3 minutes of this match. A quick 2-count on a 4-point move by Jacob Allison is the difference in this one here. 8-4. Now Al Clark with a bulldog move. He's got the front headlock in. Front headlock with 26 seconds to go. He needs to get up, get separation, try a tilt or throw. He needs a 4 or 5-point move to lock this thing up. 17 seconds to go. Alec Clark from Ottumwa, 106-pounder, Class 3A, running out of time. We got a stalemate. 13 seconds to go. We'll reset it, see what Alec Clark has got in his arsenal. shot in there by Allison. The best defense is a good offense, and that was a pretty good shot there by Allison. Sprawl by Clark, and it will be too little too late for Alec Clark. He will wrestle here in about an hour, hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. Don't know for sure how long it's going to take to work through all these quarterfinal matches in Class 2A, but tough loss there for Alec Clark. He goes down by the score of 8-4, and congratulations to Jacob Allison from Waukee. A good effort there at 106 pounds. And Jason, that was what I think we're going to see here. These are quarterfinalists.
Yeah, they're
every
best
one of these
best
wrestlers won yesterday. We are getting to the cream of the crop, and by the time we get done with our sessions today, it'll be all place winners, folks. Every match that we call, there will be a kid wrestling for a medal. It's just how high on the medal stand is that kid going to stand. And it's absolutely great to be here at Wells Fargo Arena with great sponsors, which includes Summers Car Credit. That's old Jimmy Summers down there.
He'll take good care of it.
Hey, we got great new car dealers, too. We got Dewey Motor and Albia Motors, the Mike and Mike show. You hear them on our radio advertisement. Your hometown auto dealers there in Albia. So if you need a Ford or Chevy, you don't need to go very far. You can roll right into Albia and take care of you.
50 seconds left to go here in the third period for Brandon O'Shea at Keokuk, and he trails 4-7. But he's in on a deep single leg shot here, trying to get up, trying to get hip control. 40 seconds left to go, but Lahr doing a great job of wizarding him out of it right on the edge of the mat. 30 seconds left to go, and O'Shea needs to get the, and he does. He gets the two-point takedown. Going to go back to the center of the mat. He trails now 7-6.
Yeah, he may want to just cut right away and then work on his feet here. And that's, he looks over at his coach, and that, I think that's what the coach is instructing.
Yeah, you just see O'Shea here. He signaled to the referee that he's going to stand him up here, and it's going to be 6-8, 29 seconds to go. Brandon O'Shea, Keokuk, trails 8-6.
Needs a takedown to tie. Final 23 seconds here. Brandon O'Shea of Keokuk, a deep shot there by O'Shea. But great backup there by Lahr of Fort Dodge.
All right, we're going to have Skyler DeYoung from Oskaloosa. Mass going to be brought to you folks here today by the good folks at American Family Insurance in Oskaloosa, along with William Penn College there in Oskaloosa.
O'Shea tries to hit a quick Kelly maneuver right on the edge of the mat there, but they're going to go out of bounds, and that time's going to run out, and it's going to be too little too late for O'Shea as he falls to Tristan Lahr of Fort Dodge. 8-6, your final.
Again, these quarterfinal matches are not elimination matches, but if you win, you know you're in a placement round and you are into the semis.
Skyler DeYoung straps on the red leg bands. He is ready. He's a 126-pounder for the Oskaloosa Indians.
He's taking on a Nathan Feldman from Dubuque Hempstead, a 31-13 sophomore.
Feldman with an upset win over Brock Massey from Council Bluffs, Lewis Central in the first round.
Underway here.
Skyler DeYoung on his feet.
Working left to right, trying to create an angle here to take a shot on Feldman.
A couple of good 126-pounders here for you on 96.7. Thunder Country, it's your source for high school wrestling. Skyler DeYoung, Oskaloosa Indian, he's a 126-pounder out there on his feet. No score, early going. There's a shot in there by Feldman. Bulldog move there by Feldman, and he gets the two-point takedown and puts Skyler DeYoung onto his back. Just a bulldog bull rush by Feldman. Feldman's going to make a five-point move out of it. Feldman gets chest to chest. Now Skyler DeYoung trying to bridge off his back, get separation. There's a half Nelson put in now, and boy, this Feldman kid is a muscular kid. He has got Skyler DeYoung on his back with 1 minute to go. Skyler DeYoung in trouble here. Now Skyler DeYoung bridges and rolls out of it and gets to his stomach. It's a five-point move for Feldman. 5-0 the score. That's the good news. It's not a pin. So Skyler DeYoung trailing now 5-0, 50 seconds left in this first period. Now DeYoung gets a stand-up and gets loose. 5-1. 5-1. And I think Skyler DeYoung was caught a little bit surprised there.
I think so too, Joe. He was trying to work a Kelly maneuver, but this Feldman is a stout young sophomore, and he just caught DeYoung in that, and I don't think he knew that was coming at all. Got put right to his back. But in a collar tie here, DeYoung trying to get a shot in here in the last 20 seconds of the first period.
Skyler DeYoung on his feet now, trailing by four. Closing seconds of the first period. Big five-point move there for Feldman. Feldman now backs out of the shot by DeYoung. And Feldman takes a shot of his own. Now Feldman in on a single leg. 2 seconds to go. Oh, and DeYoung tries his headlock and gets it, but it's too late. And that would have been a 4 or 5 point move for Skyler DeYoung on a headlock. It was really the exact same setup that Feldman ran before. Feldman gets his choice, and he takes neutral to start the second period with a 4 point lead. It's Skyler DeYoung from Oski trailing 5-1.
And I like Skyler on his feet here, Joe, to start the second period. He was showing the aggression, but he just got caught in that move there on the opening takedown. DeYoung here in a front collar tie. Get some separation.
Those of you who are just joining us, we are in 3A coverage at the state wrestling tournament quarterfinals. Oski, you have Drew Sams at 120, but he's wrestling in the consolation side. The consolations will follow those who have wrestlers on the consolation side. They will follow the 2A quarterfinals, which we will have right after the 3A quarterfinals. So if you wonder why one of your wrestlers not being announced right now and we're missing a weight class, well, it's because we are in the quarterfinals. The consolations will come after the 2A quarterfinals. Here's a deep shot in there by DeYoung.
Single leg there on the left side by DeYoung. He's got his head to the inside, rolls out of that, gets behind, can't quite get the takedown yet because he's trying to lock up a cradle. He's got the 2 points now, gives up the cradle, but he's narrowed his deficit in half. A 5-3 lead now for Feldman. Skyler DeYoung from Oskaloosa riding on top.
Oh, he's
going to try to lock
in
that cradle up. He's got the outside cradle. Now he switches off, tries a butcher. Butcher to a corkscrew. He's still got that butcher in. Going to try to just walk it over. Walk it over. Make sure he doesn't get too high here. And he's working it. He's working. He's just about got that corkscrew. He's got it.
Oh, he's got it.
He's got it. Oh, and
what a
just
roll.
A good job by Feldman there. He knew that he was going to go over. So when he started to go over, he went hard and got back to his stomach, rolled all the way over. And a good job there by Skyler DeYoung to maintain control and stay on top. Now Skyler DeYoung still in control with 15 seconds to go. Looks like he's just going to try to ride Feldman out here.
Well,
breaks him down with a bar arm.
How huge was it that DeYoung got off of his back in a pinning combination? Now he finds himself, gentlemen, just a moment away from regaining the lead here.
Well, and I like it, too, that at the closing second there, it was a stall call against Feldman, and that really is going to help Skyler DeYoung, because if he's going to get back in this match in the last 2 minutes, he's going to start in the down position. He can bust out of here now, and Feldman will not be able to stall.
Nathan Carey of Ottumwa is on deck. Bulldog fans, you want to stay right here. Carey won yesterday by decision, and he's going to take on Michael Zachary when we get to 132 pounds. But we're right now here at 126 as DeYoung gets to his feet, gets the separation, gets the escape, and he trails just by one.
How about that? He scored the last 4 points of this match to get back in it. Now a deep shot in there by Feldman.
Well, whistle that out. He might be able to turn that into his own point if he can keep moving to the left.
Feldman's in there deep on a single. It's a sprawl by DeYoung, and DeYoung trying to sprawl his way back off the mat. Good job there by Feldman getting the turn. So now Skyler DeYoung's back is to the center of the mat.
That broke down. He's got that arm. If he can just get the arm
now
off the knee.
Skyler DeYoung works a whizzer. If he can get behind, he could get a takedown out of this shot by Feldman and a good deep shot.
He's in much better
behind.
Control right now.
He's getting behind.
He's got it.
He's got the 2 point takedown and takes the lead 6-5. Six consecutive points by Skyler DeYoung from Oskaloosa to take the lead in this quarterfinal matchup at 126 pounds.
That is why you never, ever give up. Skyler DeYoung, his back was against the mat and somehow bridged his way and fought his way out of a pinning combination. And now, with 109 to go, third period, it is Skyler DeYoung who has got the lead 6-5 here.
And looking down at the wrestlers through by binoculars from about 120 yards away, it looks like Skyler DeYoung has got plenty of gas left in his tank. Feldman, no slouch either, but DeYoung with some spring in his step as we get back to the center of the
mat. The most important thing he has going for him right now is he's got the momentum.
He's got the momentum. He's got the lead. His opponent, Feldman, kind of took his foot off the gas, got called for stalling at the end of the second period, and it's been all Skyler DeYoung. Now Skyler DeYoung tries a butcher. Feldman grabs that inside leg, but he's broken down by Skyler DeYoung. Skyler DeYoung now still up on top. Might want to go back and get back on the hips.
Is he trying to get the cradle in
there? He's trying to lock a cradle up, but the butcher's all that he's got there. It's a good job by Feldman. The cradle, he's trying to put it in on the right side, and Feldman's doing a great job of posting the leg on the right side.
Nathan Carey of Ottumwa. The Bulldog fans, get ready. Lace them up. We're going to go here in just a moment. Right now, Oskaloosa, Skyler DeYoung.
trailed 5-0, was nearly pinned, but with 20 seconds to go, he's leading 6-5 here at 126 pounds.
And really a defining match in Skyler DeYoung's senior campaign. He is 42-1 on the season. He was down on the mat. He's got 10 seconds to go now with a one-point lead. He's just going to have to ride him out for 10 more seconds after the stalemate. Skyler DeYoung, a little sprainy step there. And now we've got an injury timeout by Feldman. Feldman, something wrong with his leg there. So Skyler DeYoung heads over, gets a sip of water. He's trotting around the outside edge of the mat, doing a pace. He knows that he's in the semifinals if he can ride out Feldman for 10 more seconds.
We're going to have Nathan Carey on mat number one. Just underway, Michael Zachary of Dowling is his opponent, and they're underway mat number one. We want to follow the final 10 seconds of this contest here. Skyler DeYoung, coming from behind with 10 seconds to go, has to ride out, and there's a caution.
Caution on Feldman that time. Feldman gets the caution for jumping the whistle.
Feldman's going to have a quick step, and he tries the first
time.
He tries
to sit out.
Now 8 seconds. Six. And they'll
off the mat with 4 seconds to go.
Now, DeYoung should have one stall to give here.
He's got one to give.
So
but what
hang on.
He can't get called for stalling because it takes 5 seconds to get called for stalling. He just needs to hang on. And there he does. Drops down to the leg. A stand up by Feldman.
One.
Skyler DeYoung advances with a 6-5 win.
How about that? How about the will, the guts to get up off that mat? Your back is against the mat. You could just be tapped out at any second, but he did not give up Joe Sinclair. And I'll tell you what, that will live with him for the rest of his life.
One of the best matches we've called here at the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Championship. Get back down there to Nathan Carey. He's in trouble against his Dowling opponent. He trails right now by the score of 4-0. He's got him locked up in a cradle, and Carey is on his back trying to kick out of a cradle.
He kicks out of it. Now he's going to turn it into his own pinning combination. He turns it over, gets a reversal. If he can sit down at his hips, sit in there. He's chest to chest here.
Carey was in a cradle.
Unbelievable.
He kicked his way out of it just before getting pinned and launched over the top, and it's going to be a 5-point move for Carey. It will be 6-7 after this flurry of activity. A 5-point move for Nathan Carey. He is trailing by one with 10 seconds to go in the first period.
If you're a young wrestler listening back home and you find yourself in the places that Carey and DeJung just found themselves in pinning combination, that cradle was in as tight as any cradle you're going to get, and he found a way not only to get out, gentlemen, but to turn his own back points, and he nearly got the pin for a Tumwa.
Yeah,
unreal.
He done a great job there. He was in that cradle tight, and he just kept kicking and kicking and kicking, and was able to maneuver his way over on top of his Dowling Catholic.
It was a tight cradle, but two legs are stronger than two hands, and he just did a great job. Just before the pin was called, he kicked out of it, and when he kicked out of it, he kicked so hard that he got over on top, and
there's
it was a 5-point
one
move.
Other muscle that'll beat both legs, and that is the strong heart. And I'll tell you what, we've seen in Carey and Young is a heart, and that, folks, is what will get people up off the mat, and that's what we've seen here both with Carey and DeYoung.
This 132-pound match being brought to you, folks, today by Homestead of Albia Assisted Living and Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home. It is a Tumwa's Nathan Carey trailing 6-7 in the second period. He is in the down position, trying to work his way off that down position. 1:25 left here in the second period. It's Nathan Carey. Now he gets dumped to his butt.
I've called him DeYoung. It's DeYoung, not DeJung.
DeYoung,
yeah. DeYoung, and I think I've slurred my J. Skyler DeYoung. Unreal.
A little bit of out of control here right now, and Nathan Carey in danger of getting locked up in a cradle. Nathan Carey, if he can get his head out here, he could make something good happen, but it's a cradle for Michael Zachary, and Zachary's going to count back points, folks. Zachary's going to count back points, but
again,
then the reversal by Carey. So we got a 10 points for Zachary, 8 for... They only gave him a 2 back points.
Yep.
So it's 9-8. 9-8. And that Zachary, man, he's put a couple cradles in there and gotten himself out of position, but scored back points on him both times, and both times Nathan Carey from Ottumwa able to get the reversal. First time is a 5-point move, this time here just to the reversal. Ooh, nice sit out there by Zachary. Sit out, stand up, and he's got the stand up. But amazingly, Nathan Carey brings him back to the mat. Just dropped down his ankles and got the trip. So with 9 seconds to go, the score 9-8. 9-8, 1-point deficit again for Nathan Carey, and he'll be able to start this third period in down position. Or excuse me, he will start in the neutral position. So here we go. I like our chances here at Tumble Bulldog fans. Nathan Carey on his feet against Michael Zachary from Dowling Catholic. This is a 132-pound quarterfinal matchup.
Back-to-back matches where we've seen Southern Iowa wrestlers come up off their back here. Carey again looks like he's got the extra pulse.
He's got two on one, drops into a single leg. Ah, oh, bulldog move. That Zachary kit is strong. Zachary fought off a great shot there by Carey. Carey was in deep on single leg. Zachary just kept momentum going forward, shoved Carey to his rump, and Carey alertly spun out of it, gets back to his feet, and looks like we've got some blood on the mat. So they're going to wipe the blood off the mat, wipe that down, and we'll have a little break in the action, be able to tell our great sponsors like Piper's in Sheraton and Pete Harkness Auto Group, thanks for bringing you live wrestling coverage here on 96.7.
Lockridge Lumbers and DeVore Homes of Knoxville, along with Belzer Equipment in Albion.
Also want to thank Double D Repair and Grace Baptist Church in Sheraton.
Want to hear from you this morning on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Got the first text in this morning, and definitions of some of the moves would help some of us that left their Wrestling for Dummies books at home. What is a wizard? Well, Big T, listening to Big T Auto in Knoxville, it's not something you do in the back 40.
A wizard is when you are being attacked by the other wrestler and he's in on one of your legs or both your legs. You take your arm and put it in between his rib cage and his armpit and push it down as hard as you can and try to shove him down onto the mat, because if he's on the mat, he can't score.
Oh, here is a quick single leg in there. That's going to be a takedown here, as that was a real quick move.
This is a real good wrestling family, this Zachary kid from Dowling Catholic. And his dad is the doctor for this tournament, and he's the one that saved the kid from Creston's life, the Pettit kid. So this Zachary kid, no stranger to wrestling. His dad is the doctor that saved the Pettit boy from wrestling when he had his heart collapse here at the team duels on Wednesday night.
Talked to one of the coaches last night, said that he's recovering and improving.
That's awesome. 11-9 the score here, and it is Zachary from Dowling on top with 18 seconds to go. Shot in there by Carey, and we got a stall call against Zachary. So we'll reset it at the center of the mat.
Final 15 seconds.
Let's go, Nathan Carey. He's in there on a shot. Good job by Zachary backing out. Now Zachary in on a shot. And now Carey in on a shot. And with 5 seconds to go, Carey is chasing Zachary off the mat. That's a 1 point.
Yeah, just not enough time.
1 point for the stalling, but Zachary knew where he was. He had a stall call to give. He gave it and wins by the narrowest of margins, 11-10. So Nathan Carey will have a consolation match late this morning.
Great effort there by Nathan Carey of Ottumwa. The Bulldogs nearly pulled that one off. But how about the heart, TZ, of Carey right there? Finding a way to get up off of his back and showed resolve. And, you know, if you're a coach and you see that out of a kid, you can't help but find him as a winner. And that's what we saw right there.
He found himself on his back a couple of different times there. Give up five back points, near fall points, and found his way to get out of that, get a reversal, get his own near fall points. But just 11-10, that's just such a narrow loss. But we'll look forward to seeing him coming back here in the consolation side and working his way up the ladder.
Coach, you Cochran, you get to see these kids a lot. You've coached them, and that was a tough moment he found himself in. And your old legs, your old arms ain't got enough to get it out. It's going to have to take a little bit to something deeper that you find inside your chest.
Well, knowing Nathan real well, I mean, sometimes it's you wonder which Nathan Carey is going to show up to wrestle today. And it was the Nathan Carey that I like to see wrestle. He wrestled a fantastic match. He did. He got caught in those cradles a couple times, give up those back points. But ultimately, you know, if you look back on the season, he wrestled that same kid in the duel and got beat 13-0. Okay, so you got a quality opponent, somebody he's already seen, man. He laid it all out right there. You know, and hopefully he can come back and regroup, because he's going to have Clint Lembeck from Cedar Rapids Xavier, a 41-3 junior. So if he wants to find a place on the stand, he's got to go back in the little room where the wrestlers go. He's got to find a way to regroup because his next match may be just as tough, if not tougher, than the one he just wrestled.
Well, folks, we are covering 3A quarterfinals. 2A quarterfinals will come up next, and then we'll get to the 3A and 2A consolation rounds. But right now, we're going to take a quick timeout, come right back as we continue to bring you the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. 2A fans, don't go anywhere. Your 2A quarterfinals coming up here in a moment. So all of you listening throughout Center Iowa, you want to keep it right here on your sports leader, KIC.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register, or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
30 years of research and design makes Oakley Sunwear a standout when looking for durable and functional sunglasses. Oakley prides themselves on the high quality of their lenses, their UV protection, impact protection, and the construction of their frames. Each component adding up to produce one clear, sharp image, no matter what the conditions. Penn Central Eye Clinic in Oskaloosa has just received an update to their Oakley inventory, so now's your chance to find your perfect fit and join the Oakley Fan Club. Stop in and see them at the Penn Central Mall, Penn Central Eye Clinic, Oskaloosa.
Your Albia Hy-Vee is a full-service grocery store and pharmacy. We have fresh bakery featuring the best cake decorator in the county. Our kitchen can take care of your daily meal needs as well as all your catering needs. Our dairy department has the lowest priced milk in town. Our fresh meat department has the largest variety of hand-cut meats. Let our doctors of pharmacy take care of all your pharmaceutical needs, including immunizations, prescriptions, medication management therapy, and over-the-counter advice. Your Albia Hy-Vee has proudly been serving and generously supporting Albia and the surrounding communities since 1936.
Discover the unlimited ways you can say it in stone. Honoring the memory of a loved one with an enduring monument is a timeless tradition. More than simply stone, a memorial serves to remind all the time shared and moments cherished. Senate Pirschbacher Monument is available to help you choose the perfect monument to honor your loved ones. Senate Pirschbacher, your full-service funeral home, is locally owned and operated. Hometown service and care when you need it the most. Contact Bob at 641-932-5197 and let him serve you in the time of need.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
Hey, y'all, it's Big Vinny the Mac from the Trailer Choir. Holla! April the 11th, we're coming to Avenue of the Saints Amphitheater. You can get your tickets at Red Truck Tickets. They're just $10 in advance. Oh, yeah.
A secure financial future requires planning with someone familiar who can help you achieve your goals. We are people you know who can advise you on the auto loans, vacation loans, college loans, home improvement loans, and home equity loans that you will need to keep your family on track. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Wells Fargo Arena. 3A quarterfinals going on right now. 2A quarterfinals coming up here in just a moment. And then we'll get to the 3A consolation matchups that'll include Slaughter of Ottumwa. In the consolations, we'll have Alec Clark of Ottumwa, who lost by decision 8-4 moments ago. Drew Sams of Oskaloosa. Skylar DeYoung, though, folks, he just won his quarterfinal matchup, and Coach Cochran, you got to witness that, buddy. That was Skylar DeYoung. What an amazing get off the mat moment. And trail 5-0 and find a way to get the win.
We kept wrestling. I mean, you know, we talked about that before where we've seen wrestlers get ahead and then they kind of want to put go on coast mode. Well, he had no time to coast for one, but, yeah, he's got a motor. I mean, he is a machine. He's going to keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, and give you everything he's got for 6 minutes. And that's what a coach loves to see.
Absolutely. And, boy, I'll tell you what, if you're a youth coach and you're sitting in the stands or you're listening at home, you can use these examples of what Nathan Carey came up just short, 10-11, the final score there. He'll be in the consolation side of 3A. Wyatt Slaughter of Ottumwa is in the consolations later on after the 2A quarterfinals. Garrett Grimshaw of Burlington, we're going to bring that matchup here in just a second, 152. Cody Jones and Isaiah Cox, along with Kyler Salazar, will all be in the consolations after the 2A quarterfinals. So once we get done with the 3A quarterfinals, we're at 152 pounds right now. Then the 2A wrestlers will come out and we'll do the quarterfinals, which will include Gabe Rupke of Sheraton, Bradley Irwin of Centerville, Blake Lawless of Albia, Bryce Leshen of Albia, and Carter Isley of Albia will all be in the quarterfinals. Then we'll go to the 3A consolation, followed up with the 2A consolation. So lots and lots of wrestling here this morning.
We got Grimshaw's up on mat number 3, I believe, in the first period, 0-0 with 23 seconds left. But I want to bring our attention here on mat number 7. Josh Davis of Des Moines East is wrestling, I believe it's Jacob Woodard of Bettendorf, both seniors. Davis is the number one ranked wrestler, 48-0, and he pinned Woodard earlier in the year at a tournament. But Davis is just a pinning machine, and there was a story on him in the Des Moines Register about, kind of, I think, getting kicked out of his house, the coach taking him in. So it's really a good story, and it would be great for Des Moines East to have a state champion. But he finds himself trailing 3-1, probably the first time all year.
Tied it up 3-3, I think, with the takedown.
I think he got a takedown right there. But I knew this was going to be a heck of a match, and the winner of this is probably going to make it to the finals, if not win the darn thing.
Well, Bettendorf's always a tough squad. Always a tough squad, and it's a 3-3 tie there. Bettendorf wrestler takes the down position, and the East boy just cuts him. We got no score going to the second period in the Burlington match. That's Grimshaw.
This Woodard is the wrestler that Carson Van Velsor lost to in the finals 2 years ago.
Oh, that was a great run for Van Velsor. What's he doing these days?
Wrestling for Southern Illinois, Edwardsville or something.
Southern Illinois, Edwardsville. That's a good wrestling school, good wrestling town. A lot of state champions came out of that program. Ed Hightower, very famous person from Edwardsville, Illinois. He's the superintendent of schools there, and a lot of people know him as the tall fella that officiates Big Ten basketball. I think he just retired last year.
Still a 0-0 tie here on mat number 3 with Garrett Grimshaw.
Grimshaw is covering his opponent, is covered by his opponent, Marcus Coleman from Ames. And Coleman hips him off the mat, and he's going to reset. Grimshaw from Burlington scoreless against Coleman from Ames in the second period. This is Class 3A quarterfinal wrestling for you folks here at Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7, the 2015 edition of the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships in a busy Des Moines, Iowa. Downtown Des Moines bustling with the National Pheasants Forever Convention. So if you're an outdoorsman, you want to get up and see what type of wares that the Pheasants Forever Convention has in the Veterans Auditorium.
There it is. Davis did his signature move. It's the cow catcher. He catches kids like that. That's how he's done it all year. Got a takedown. Got 2 points near fall, but Woodard did a nice job, come out of it, and got the reversal. And now Davis leads 7-6. Woodard cuts him. We got 18 seconds left, and we got a tie score.
A two-point lead.
8-6.
Two-point lead for
takedown.
Woodard. Two-point lead. There's a shot in there by Bettendorf. And
he's going to run away.
He's going to run away, and he's got time to run away. He can run the whole time. He gets called for stalling, 1 point, and wins by 1 point, 8-7. And what a match there that you called, Kevin Cochran.
That was a great match. Both those kids, you know, you got Woodard, defending state champ. Davis looking for his first title. Looks like he's well on his way.
Well, Davis from Des Moines East takes care of, is that a defending state champion, Jacob Woodard?
Yes.
Yep, Woodard will go to the consolation side. And you look down at the bottom side of that bracket. Without a let-up by Josh Davis from Des Moines East, he should be into the final. One of the competitors that he might meet in that final is Garrett Grimshaw from Burlington. He's in a scoreless tie with 14 seconds left in the second period. He's been on the down position, has been ridden for the entirety of this second period, and he has a whistle violation there, and that must have been his third one because that is a 1 point for Coleman. Coleman gets 1 point on the Grimshaw whistle violation.
Over here on Matt, so we got some controversy here. I think Bettendorf's over here trying to figure out a way that they can squeeze out another point or something to tie this thing up. They've been, as a coach, I guess I know Bettendorf can cause controversy from time to time.
But, I'd say what Bettendorf's trying to do is they're trying to say that it should have been two stall calls there in the last 10 seconds.
Yep, get the point.
But they're not going to change the result. They're going to raise the hand of Davis from Des Moines East. They're still having their conference. But it should be an 8-7 win, and they do. It is Davis with his hand raised. The contingent from Des Moines East erupts with their applause, and congratulations to Josh Davis from Des Moines East. He wins 7-8. We're going to start the third period. Coleman from Ames covered by Grimshaw. Coleman wastes no time, stands up, busts out, and he leads now 2-0. Grimshaw needs a takedown to advance. Grimshaw, senior, 39-10 on the year. He's up against a talented sophomore from Ames. 37-3 on the year is Marcus Coleman. It's class 3A, 152-pounders out there right now.
Hey, and Matt number one, we got our John Mullaney from Iowa City West. A lot of hometown family there in Centerville.
Just underway, first period there, no score.
Yep, 1 minute left in the first period. He's going against Dylan Chase of Clinton, a 31-2 senior.
Garrett Grimshaw tries a little bit of a wild shot here in the third period, gets stretched out, and it'll be Marcus Coleman spinning around behind. Coleman gets behind, gets control, and the two-point takedown extends his lead 4-0. It is Marcus Coleman from Ames on top, 4-0.
Mullaney's still over here on his feet, 20 seconds left in the first period. Kind of pummeling. Looks like we're going to end the first period at a 0-0 tie.
Mullaney has fans rooting for him all across southern Iowa, Iowa City.
Hey, Mullaney's in on a shot with He's got a chance to score here.
He needs to get his head out. There's 5 seconds to go. He's got him dumped to his butt.
Chase is just hanging on.
And there is no score. Mullaney at 170 pounds really looked like he was going to have that takedown, but ran out of time. Mullaney's up against Dylan Chase from Clinton. Clinton over there on the river. Got to respect those river towns. They're tough. Ottumwa, Clinton, Davenport, Bettendorf.
Talking to John's grandpa, Joe Zapital, there at districts, and he said John's going to walk on and play football at Iowa.
Probably a fun thing to do. Mullaney now covers Chase. Chase with stand-up. Mullaney brings him back to the mat. Then another stand-up by Chase, and they go off the mat. Chase was chased off the mat by Mullaney here at 170 pounds in the Class 3A quarterfinal matchup between Iowa City West's John Mullaney and Clinton's Dylan Chase.
Well, Garrett Grimshaw's match comes to a close as he finds himself losing a 4-0 battle to Marcus Coleman of Ames.
So he'll go down to the consolation side. He'll have him a matchup here in a couple hours. We are at 170 pounds. A few 182-pounders are getting loose. And Mullaney still covering Chase in the second period. This second period started out with Chase from Clinton on the bottom. And now Clinton, Chase, he does get loose for the first point of the match. 1-0 the score. Wrestlers on their feet with 1:15 to go in the second period. Mullaney with the pressure on, takes Chase, shoves him off the mat. Match of some interest will be Shaw from Keokuk at 182 pounds. He will be on mat number 8 against Mitch Otto from Sioux City.
Mullaney's in on a deep single leg shot here. Chase hanging on, trying to fight it off.
And we need to find a way to score here with 45 seconds left. Yeah. Chase leads 1-0 with the escape.
He's in there deep on that double leg. Stalemate is called, and I really liked Mulaney's chances there, but a good job there by Chase locking his arms around the waist of Mulaney.
40 seconds left to go here in the second period. Wrestlers on their feet.
Got John Mulaney on his feet with a 1-0 deficit in the second period. 28 seconds left in this second period. Wrestlers in there now. A shot by Mulaney. A stall call against Chase. And Mulaney in on the single leg. And this is the same thing we saw before.
Yep, if he can get that right arm out and wrap it around Chase, he's going to get the two.
There's a stalemate. It's the same thing. Mulaney got in on a single leg, but he had his head to the outside. And Chase just wrapped his arms around Mulaney's stomach. Chase was dumped to his butt. Mulaney had his head underneath his armpit. And now Mulaney with a double leg. This time he's got his head on the outside. And a sprawl there by Chase. And we're not going to have a score. All the action being brought by Mulaney. There has been a stall call against Chase. And we're going to see Mulaney start in the neutral position here, which is a little bit of a surprise to me. I figured he'd take down.
Well, you know, I mean, he's in a situation where he's been the aggressor. He's already got a stall call. If he can push the pace, get a takedown, get the stall call, he'll be up 3-1.
Well,
Chase has shown nothing on his feet at this point.
He's keeping the pressure on, Mulaney is, but I like that escape point. Now Mulaney in on the single leg, exact same thing we saw the last two times, but this time Chase gets behind, and now I think now Mulaney gets control. There's no points been awarded yet. This has been the same thing, Kevin, that we have seen the last three times on a single leg shot by Mulaney.
What you're going to see, eventually Chase is going to get nailed for stalling again. Mulaney's been on every shot there is. There was a little shuck by Chase. And
he gets it. And that's why I really like that starting down, because he won't waste any time getting out on this kid. The score right now should be 3-1. But it's 3-0. And John Mulaney needs the escape with a minute and 16 to go and a takedown to tie this thing up. A lot of wrestling left here. It is third period action, 3-0 the score. Chase from Clinton on top of Mulaney from Iowa City West. Mulaney gets set. Little covers. Chase covers. Now Chase with a double crossbody ride in there. And he breaks down Mulaney, tries the power half. He's got the double crossbody in there. And this is a tough move to do anything with. And maybe that's why Mulaney decided to take the neutral position. Now, tilt attempt being tried there by.
I know Iowa City West just wrestled Clinton in a duel for the state duels or whatever to get here. So they probably had a little scouting report on Chase.
Well, this is stalling without getting it called. He's got the double crossbody in there. And Mulaney is broken down to his stomach. Chase isn't really trying to do anything. They're going to call a stalemate. But Mulaney needs to bust out of here real quick on this whistle with 32 seconds to go. He needs to bust out of there with a stand-up and get separation. Get out of there before Chase can get the leg in. Because Chase is a leg rider. He's set. He covers. And there is the stand-up and a whistle violation on Chase. Chase breathing hard. Mulaney looks like he's got gas in the tank, but he trails 3-0. 170-pounder, quarterfinal match. There's a sit-out by Chase. A sit-out by Mulaney. Now Mulaney gets behind. He might get a reversal here. It's 26 seconds to go. Mulaney is out. He is out. Is it going to be a reversal or is it going to be an escape? Control is still being maintained by Chase. Mulaney, with 14 seconds to go, is going to try. And we got a stalemate. A stalemate, an unusual stalemate with 12 seconds to go. John Mulaney is running out of time here in this quarterfinal match.
Yeah, 12 seconds to go. He's got to get an escape and get a takedown here real quick.
There's the legs in by Chase, and he's got Mulaney broken down. And with 4-3-2-1, it is going to be Chase from Clinton. Dylan Chase moves on. Mulaney will go down to the bottom side. And I believe that he is going to have. He's going to have Banuelos. Noel Banuelos.
Over on mat number 8, we got Dakota Shaw of Keokuk. Undefeated on the year. finds himself trailing Mitch Otto by a score of 5-2. Kind of got caught right there on a takedown, got put on his back, got the reversal. 40 seconds left in the second period.
There won't be a break here, folks. It won't be very long. We're going to be bringing you Gabe Rupke from Sheraton. He was a winner yesterday in his first round matchup. He's got a quarterfinal matchup between him and Zach Thompson from Perry. Thompson, just a freshman, but 45-9 on the season. He's going to be going up against Gabe Rupke, 24-3, also a freshman. So a couple freshmen battling for a semifinal spot and a guarantee to stand on that medals platform on Saturday night.
Shaw's match coming to a close at the end of the second as Otto gets the escape. Shaw's behind 6-2 going into the third.
Mat number seven. I believe we got Indianola.
Casey Crawford.
Indianola 170-pounder. Casey Crawford.
Going against Qualen Phillips of Waterloo East.
Crawford beat Cody Jones from Oskaloosa in the first round. Jones, of course, battled back and got past Kelsey Kintz of Bettendorf via the fall in his consolation match yesterday. So a lot of good class 3A 170-pound wrestlers here.
Crawford's match is in the third period. He's down 5-3 with 30 seconds left. We're both on their feet, so he's going to be looking for a way to get a takedown here, tie this thing up, and take it into sudden victory.
Class 3A, 170-pound quarterfinal matchups right now. We got 182-pounders and 195-pounders out there also. Won't be long. We'll have the Class 2A quarterfinal matchups, and that's going to start with 106, Gabe Rupke. There won't be a break in the action. But, you know, we might take a break in the action real quick here. Send it back to the studio, and we'll reset it for you while we get ready for Class 2A. Going to have a lot of great matches for you. Sheraton, Albia, we got all the 2A teams coming at you here in just a little bit. Hey, Brock Kavnis is going to wrestle a little bit later on this afternoon in the consolation side. So it'll be a great rest of the morning and afternoon of wrestling. Don't go anywhere. Your live sports coverage will continue here on 96.7 from Wells Fargo Arena. We'll be right back.
It's a great time to be a statesman. William Penn University of Oskaloosa offers you all the hospitality of a small community with the diversity and opportunities for growth that you would expect to find at larger state schools. Whether you're in or out of the classroom, on or off the field, William Penn University challenges students to work for success. How can they help you succeed? Visit wmpenn.edu to find out. Then schedule your campus visit today by calling 800-779-PENN. Make a statement. Be a statesman.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register, or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
Your Albia Hy-Vee is a full-service grocery store and pharmacy. We have fresh bakery featuring the best cake decorator in the county. Our kitchen can take care of your daily meal needs as well as all your catering needs. Our dairy department has the lowest priced milk in town. Our fresh meat department has the largest variety of hand-cut meats. Check out Albia's largest fresh produce department featuring locally grown seasonal produce as well as your favorite cut fruits and vegetables. Your Albia Hy-Vee has proudly been serving and generously supporting Albia and the surrounding communities since 1936.
We plan for so many things in life. Birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, weddings, all the special events in our life. There's one event we tend to overlook, our final farewell. Why not take the pain of this burden away from your loved ones? Sennett Pirschbacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pirschbacher Funeral Homes.
Hi, this is Mary Little with Avenue of the Saints Amphitheater in St. Charles, Iowa. We're proud to sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Wrestling Team, and we're proud that they made it to state this year. We're bringing you two great shows, April 11th, Trailer Choir featuring Vincent Hickerson of Season 12, The Biggest Loser. Come on out and check out his amazing transformation. We're also bringing you Danny Grouse, Iowa's favorite band. Go to redtrucktickets.com to get your tickets now for $10 in advance. June 13th, we're bringing you our third annual Flashback to the 80s Fest featuring the following tribute bands: Night Train, AC/DC, Motley Crue, Kiss, and U2. You can call 515-333-4628 or 515-783-6772 and get those early 80s pricing tickets at $15 a piece. Go Big Blue!
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone, to the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Underway here, the second day of action as the 3A quarterfinals move to 285. And, Coach, let's recap a little bit of the 2A that we got going on here. But you got a really interesting story to tell us here at Class 3A 220.
Yeah, we're all about stories, and you never know what goes behind some of these wrestlers. We talked about Josh Davis earlier. Wrestling right now on 220 is Gannon Grimmel. And, yeah, I'm sitting in the coach's lounge at back in the Ottumwa and talking to Coach Frew, and he says, hey, this gentleman's father come up to Isaiah Cox and said, during the Ankeny Centennial Duels, and said, hey, I don't know if you remember me. He said, but, hey, I just want to tell you, I always enjoyed watching you wrestle, but you wrestled my son last year. And I just want to let you know that he got killed in a car accident 2 weeks ago. So this is his name was Gavin Grimmel. He would have graduated last year, you know, so you're talking an 18, 19-year-old kid. And this is his brother, Gannon Grimmel. So just understanding what this kid's going through this year, you know, you lost your older brother. But he's had a great season, 42-0, so it's kids like this that you really want to see win and succeed. And he's on mat number two right now in a 0-0 tie.
Well, we're going to be moving right to 106. I don't think they don't take a break between the 3A and 2A, I don't believe, guys. They keep rolling into the 106. If I remember correctly, it seems in the past that they have taken moments where they've allowed the 3A to complete.
I believe they go right in.
That's what I don't want to have happen to us. We do not want to mix. Gabe Rupke of Sheraton is on deck at 106. Real quick, let's run down what's taking place here in 3A action. Alec Clark, great effort out of there. Comes up just short, 8-4.
It was a great match. You know, this Allison kid wrestled 113 for the majority of the year. He's getting down to 6. And actually, when you look at a lot of people predicting who's going to be in the finals, they picked the Allison kid. I thought Alec wrestled a great match. He's got a nice chance to come back, win, and find himself on the stand.
And we had Skyler DeYoung, maybe the best match of the tournament so far in terms of guys that found themselves being counted out outside that upset that you'd have to say earlier of Erickson. But in terms of matches of our interest, Skyler DeYoung was a fraction of an inch away from having his shoulders touch that mat and be pinned out, but he found a way to come back.
Well, he scored 6 unanswered points. After that 5-point move, it was 100% Skyler DeYoung. I mean, he's down 5-0 in the first, 20, 30 seconds of the match, and then the rest of the match is all Skyler DeYoung.
No quit in Skyler DeYoung, and he gets the win. He's to the semifinals. Nathan Carey came up just short, 10-11 the final there. He'll be in the consolations. So Ottumwa has Alec Clark, Nathan Carey, Wyatt Schlatter, and Isaiah Cox all into the into the consolations when we come back after the 2A quarterfinals. And Oskaloosa will have Drew Sams, Cody Jones, and Kyler Salazar into the consolations when 3A resumes after these 2A quarterfinals, which will be underway here just momentarily, and having a hard time getting.
We should have Ryan Egley of Keokuk should be coming up here a minute at 285. Looks like we already have some 106-pounders down here, so we are going right in.
We're
going
to go right into 106 pounds. Bradley Irwin of Centerville will be at 132, but Gabe Rupke, Sheraton, Charger fans, get yourself ready. So we're going to go right into 106 pounds here momentarily, trying to find, gentlemen,
The wrestling site, Trek Wrestling's...
It's been hard to follow because the wireless here just isn't very reliable.
That is the understatement.
Reload, reload, reload.
We're going to get Rubke. Brock the Rock Cavanaugh. How about his match yesterday, guys? A pin there at the end. Unreal.
Yeah, you know, Brock didn't give up in that consolation match and come right in and got right after it and got the pin right at the end of the third period.
Brock the Rock Cavanaugh later today. He's going to be after the 3A consolations, which follow these 2A quarterfinals, which are going to be taking place here just momentarily. Gabe Rupke, Sheraton, is on deck here. He's going to be coming up. It's match number 2171. And we've got to keep our eyes out, gentlemen, as the Wi-Fi here has dropped once again and makes life here a little more challenging. But we're going to get it done.
Yep, he's putting the leg band on right now on mat number
yes,
one.
Yes, sir. Gabe Rupke is going to come out here on mat number one. Rupke of Sheraton taking on Zach Thompson of Perry. And we're underway here. 106 pounds, the Sheraton matchup brought to you by Grace Baptist Church, Lucas County Health Center, Midwest Heritage Bank, Homestead Assisted Living of Sheraton, the Sheraton Hy-Vee, CNC Cycle, Piercemacher Funeral Home in Sheraton, and Community First Credit Union making this broadcast possible. Gabe Rupke underway here at 106, 143 to go, just underway here in this opening period. Rupke took the first shot, regathers himself. Now, grabbing the hands as...
I really like Rupke's aggression here, Coach. He's the one who's bringing the action. He's the one who's pushing the pace.
It's always interesting to see, too, because you got two quality freshmen here. And you always see that at the smaller weights, but you never see freshmen versus freshmen when you get up to 182, 195, 220. It's always the senior
They kind of
junior.
Develop with the weight class.
Yep.
And what a freshman. You forget sometimes that Gabe Rupke is just a freshman, the way he has wrestled this year, the way he's looked when he came to sectionals, followed up with the great district. Here's a shot from behind, has a single leg, he's got to get the corner turned. Woods are being applied by Thompson up Perry. Rupke boosted the double leg, still has that back leg, but he may have to give this up and will. Yeah, 56 seconds go, opening period.
He gives that up. He just couldn't quite get his hips under him and get the drive to get that single leg locked up and elevated. But back on the front head collar tie here and working on the edge of the mat. Tries a little shuck by there, and he's going to shove his opponent right out of bounds. We're going to take it right back to the center. 42 seconds left to go here in this opening period for Sheraton's Gabe Rupke.
Underway here, 2A. 3A quarterfinals just got completed, or they're finishing up some of the 285ers. But right now we're moving to the 2A quarterfinals. Folks, you win here, you are going to be on the podium. Just where? Here's a shot and a counter shot. Rupke right at the edge of the mat.
He's going to call him out of bounds.
You know, if that would have been college rules, he would have been moving for a takedown.
Yeah, for sure. Thompson really tried a nice shuck by there, but Rupke just real quick spins around behind him right out of bounds and no points awarded. 20 seconds left to go here in the first period.
This match brought to you by Proline Buildings.
Thompson takes a kind of an errant shot there, but Rupke does a good job of sprawling out. Rupke on his feet here, got to working the 2-in-1 on the right arm. 5 seconds left to go here in the open period. Rupke trying to work east and west, trying to get an angle here to get a takedown here to finish out the first period. Time's going to expire. We're going to go into the second period.
106 here.
0-0.
Gabe Rupke of Sheraton and Joe Sinclair. I'll tell you what, Rupke has not looked like a freshman when you watch him out there. And particularly here as we get into the next season, he has absolutely taken away that freshman calling.
Well, he's up here competing at Wells Fargo Arena. He's going to cover his opponent here to start the second period in a scoreless tie. Neither wrestler able to get a takedown there. Great matchup here for Gabe Rupke. He's now breaking his opponent down. Thompson from Perry, also a freshman.
Now, this is a battle of freshmen. Now he's got the head in the hole trying to work to the right side. Had that arm barred back, but is going to lose it here. Work on top. 20 seconds into the second period, doing a great job of riding tough here.
Thompson with a sit-out stand-up, and that's a combination move, but a good job by Rupke. Dropping down to the ankles and got a locking hands on Rupke. He locked his hands and then cut him, but it is a 2-0 score now with the penalty point on Gabe Rupke for locking hands. he got down on the ankles, and you can't lock your hands, whether you're locking them around the waist or around the feet, and he got caught. So that is a 2-0 deficit now for Gabe Rupke. Now the wrestlers are on their feet.
Rupke took a shot. He's got the underneath, but Thompson did a good job. Now he's got a two-point lead here on Rupke. 1 minute to go. Right at the edge of the mat here. Both these wrestlers down on the mat, trying to get an angle on each other.
52 seconds left. We're going to go off the mat, out of bounds. Gabe Rupke trailing Thompson from Perry, 2-0. Great matchup being brought to you today, folks, by CNC Cycle and Sheraton Hy-Vee. We are live from Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7. Rupke back to the center of the mat. On the whistle, it's an ankle pick by Thompson. Sprawl by Rupke. Rupke with the sprawl and the whizzer, but Thompson in there on the single leg. Thompson hooks the leg on the backside. Still no takedown awarded, but Thompson around behind. Now Rupke with the stand-up, but Thompson gets the takedown and locks up an outside cradle. Rupke in trouble a little bit here with 30 seconds to go. Thompson rolls him over and gets him. Not quite enough for a back point, though. He gets the one count, but not two. Now Rupke still locked up in that cradle. Ooh, Thompson working it over slow. There's 18 seconds to go. Rupke in trouble here. He trails 4-0, and there are back points now for Thompson. Rupke on his back, outside cradle. Rupke needs to roll out of this thing and get a five-point move of his own, because he's going to trail by the score of 7-0 at the conclusion of this period.
Looked like he might be able to get out and get the escape, and did they give him the escape as time expires? I don't believe so.
We're going to have a three-point near fall. That makes the score 7-0. We've got an injury timeout, a blood timeout for Thompson. So when we come back to action in the third period, it will commence. I think Rupke will probably take the bottom position, try to bust out of there. And they don't have the score posted yet, but there were back points awarded. I don't know if it's two or three.
Well,
I don't know.
I think he got a three count. I don't know if he really got he did not get the shoulders cleanly turned over, but did break 45. So we'll wait and see. I have not. He's not given the scoring.
He's never
table
awarded
indication.
Any back points.
He hadn't awarded any back points, but he counted. He counted three or four. I don't know if he counted five or not. But Gabe Rupke is at the center of the mat, waiting for Thompson from Perry to get done with having the blood cleaned up off of him. And it looks like they did
no
not
points.
Award any back points.
Well, he gave a count, then Rupke wiped it off, did another count. So I don't know if he actually did get to a three count.
They've got the score 4-0, and that's good for Gabe Rupke. Now Rupke on the bottom, works his way out with a stand-up, gets the escape. That's his first point of this match. 4-1 for you, folks. Sheraton Charger, Gabe Rupke, 106-pound freshman on the mat against Thompson from Perry. 1:45 to go in this one. It's a three-point contest. The wrestlers are on their feet. Thompson down on his knees now. Now Thompson with ankle trip. Pressure move in there by Rupke. Rupke pressures back. Thompson down on his knees. Rupke covering with a front headlock. Now Thompson reaching around the left side, trying to grab the leg of Rupke. Rupke gets separation. Thompson, cagey, backing up.
Oh,
single leg
shot there
by Rupke. Rupke drops off the single leg, gets back to his feet. It's a front headlock in here now by Thompson, and they hip off the mat with 1:10 to go.
Rupke took the shot just a little too deep, and when you're trailing, you sometimes will make those little bit wider. So there's an ankle pick. He's in on the ankle, Joe. He's got the single. He's going to have to come out
the
backside.
He went all the way through, and a good job there by Thompson going over the top of his back.
He's
going to
come out the backside, Rupke is.
Rupke, if he can get his leg free, he can come out the back and get a two-point takedown, and with 55 seconds,
he's got the takedown.
It's a 4-3 deficit for Gabe Rupke.
He's going to cut it right now.
Immediately.
So we're takedown away.
2-point deficit. A takedown ties it.
Wow, what a great shot. And once again, Rupke found himself in that second period into the cradle where he's going to be able to get some back points and maybe get pinned, and he found a way to get out of it.
Worked his way out of it. The officials get it started again now with 47 seconds to go. Ankle picked by Thompson. He's in there deep. Rupke tries to spin out of it, but Thompson's in there deep. He gets around behind, and Rupke in danger of getting taken down here, and it is not awarded yet. Rupke tries a sit-out, but the ankle trailing by Thompson, and Thompson wraps it up, gets the two-point takedown. That's 7-3 with 25 seconds to go. A cat-quick ankle pick by Thompson from Perry, and that looks like it might be the difference in the match here with 18 seconds to go. Gabe Ripke trailing by four. He needs an escape and a move. Now there's a reversal for Ripke. That makes it 7-5, but there's only 8 seconds left to go. And Ripke's going to have to lock up a cradle or something here.
4 seconds, three. He's going to run out of time. Gabe Ripke of Sheraton, a great fight here at 106 pounds. But Ripke will go to the consolation side. He still has a chance to find his way back for a third-place finish. A great effort here by Gabe Ripke. The final 7-5. Ripke loses it in the quarterfinal matchup. 126 coming up. Tristan Clark of PCM is going to be on the mat. And then at 132, Bradley Irwin. Centerville fans, get yourself ready. Bradley Irwin's going to be coming here momentarily.
Got a Centerville fan here texting in. He's listening in from Centerville. Give a quick shout-out here to Brett Mihalovich.
Hey, Brett.
Thanks for listening in to KIIC.
We want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. 126 is going to come out here momentarily. I had a chance to catch up with Coach Dave Wenger to talk about the Abia wrestlers who are going to take these mats here in just a few moments. And here's the conversation I had with the coach just moments ago.
With me now is the head coach of the Abia Blue Demons. Great first day for Blue Demon Wrestling.
Yeah, it was. We couldn't ask for more. That's exactly what we had anticipated, too, when we looked at those matchups. So the kids performed well, and they were ready to go, and that's always a concern, especially with Blake, you know, being up here for the first time. So the nerves are out a little bit, but we need to get one more win out of each guy to get them on the stand.
Coach, I really thought that the way we came out, we were aggressive, we were assertive, and as if you were a doctor writing the prescription, buddy, you wrote things up just to how they had to be done, and the guys went out and executed.
Yeah, we do our homework, you know, behind the scenes. We know what's going on, and we know where our matchups are and what we can and can't do, and we really do play to our strengths this time of year. I told Blake before he went out, I said, you have to ride the horse that got you here, and that means wrestling tough, you know. So, again, we talk about the environment, and we got to get past the environment, and Blake has done that, and Carter and Bryce have done that in the past. So, but it gets tougher as we go here, so I'll feel a lot better when we can get a couple more wins under our belt for sure.
Coach, we'll talk about the individual matchups here in just a second, but first, from a team standpoint, find yourself in eighth place and you know, only bring three guys, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, we were very pleased with that. I remember a few years ago when Slater and Dakota and Matt came up here, all three of them medaled, and I think we were in the top 12. And you know, with Dakota and Slater being on staff this year, we talked about that. And it's pretty impressive when you bring three kids up and they score a lot of points. But, you know, we'll keep going. And the team race is always in the back of our mind. We always have a goal going in as to what our goal is for the team race. So we'll keep that in mind. And I'm not really going to tell you what it is, but you can pretty much guess. You have to put it into perspective with three guys, and we'll keep shooting for our goal.
Well, let's start the individual matchup today, and Max Thompson for Blake Lawless. That's going to be the first Albion matchup, and the only guy to beat Freddie Stroker all year is Max Thompson. And so Blake Lawless certainly got his hands full, but what a way to make a statement.
You know, say what you will about our schedule. We've taken a little heat over our schedule for the class last couple years, and sending those guys to Bettendorf, I mean, it's just like it was meant to happen. So, you know, it could be a bad thing with the loss that we took at the hands of Stroker that weekend, but putting Blake in those big matches, you really can't question that anymore about our schedule, and we put him in the position to wrestle good competition. And yeah, Max has beaten Freddie, and Freddie's beaten Blake, but really we're one match away from greatness, really, and that's the way we view it is when you get matches like that, you have to embrace it. You can't shy away from it. You have to go out and get it, and you can't really worry about the name or the singlet. Blake will give him all he can handle. That's for sure. He'll fight, and we know what we need to do, and that's scrap and survive. So if we can do that, then it'll be a positive day for Blake.
Bryce Leshen.
Hey, what can you say, man? The kid's a brawler. I love watching him wrestle, and he's always going to give you 100%. The kid that we're wrestling is 45-1, and we've got some common opponents, and I like the way we match up. There's going to be a completely different style difference here. You know, Bryce is more of a straight-ahead brawler type guy that's going to – that's going to try to rough you up a little bit. And the Sadale kid is more of a technician, so it'll be a clash of styles for sure. But I'm never going to bet against Bryce, that's for sure.
The Iceman Carter, the Iceman Isley.
Yeah, and we'll go back to Bettendorf. You know, we saw that matchup at Bettendorf, and I'll just tell an inside story about that matchup. Carter came off that mat that day. We beat the Davenport Assumption kids 6-0, and Carter was nearly in tears. You know, he didn't wrestle the match that he wanted to, and I'll tell you what, he is focused and ready to go. He's wanting to redeem himself for that 6-0 win, which sounds weird, but you know, the kid's got high expectations, and I'm, again, I am very glad that we saw that match early in the year, because I don't have to do anything to get Carter ready for this match, and Nick doesn't have to do anything to get Carter ready, he's a man on a mission, and I'm going to be in the stands with my popcorn for that match for sure.
Coach Dave Winger, head coach of the Abbey Blue Demons, here before we get to wrestling here in 2A coverage.
2A coverage, Bradley Irwin on the mat for Centerville, along with Tristan Clark coming out here, just underway here at 132 and 126.
First period action, Brad Irwin in on a single leg, switches off to a double and gets the two-point takedown, just underway. First period action, I believe that's Abe Yoder from Greene County, and Yoder is in the down position. Irwin covers him now, he bars the arm on the left side. Brad Irwin. Centerville Big Red in a match being brought to you by Lockridge Lumber and DeVore Homes in Knoxville. Irwin now tries to lock up a cradle. He's got the crossbody right in on the left side. First period action here at 132 pounds. It's quarterfinal wrestling here on 96.7. Brad Irwin from the Centerville Big Reds. He's got the crossbody right in on the right side. That's the right leg in on the right leg of his opponent. Now he works a tilt, trying to work that tilt. And he's got the tilt, but right at the edge of the mat. Good job there by Yoder getting off the mat now. So we'll reset it at the center of the mat. Minute to go. It is Bradley Irwin with a 2-0 lead, riding his opponent. That is, I believe, Abe Yoder. Is that right, Travis?
Yeah.
Yoder, yep. Yoder from Greene County.
It is Tristan Clark of PCM tied at 2 here at 126 pounds, a minute to go in second period. Let's get back to Bradley Irwin.
There's going to be a little bit of an injury timeout. Looked like Irwin might have got a thumb in the eye of Yoder. So we'll have a little bit of a timeout.
50 seconds left to go here. Tristan Clark, he's still tied up 2-2 here in the second period. Wrestlers on their feet, circling.
First period breaking the action here. It's Bradley Irwin from Centerville with the 2-0 lead. And actually, I think they're going to give, they might be giving an escape to Yoder because they show the score 2-1.
Clark here on a single leg, but Storch does a good job of getting out of it. Clark trying to work some east and west, left to right, trying to create an angle. He needs to get past the elbow there to take that single leg shot.
Clark with the 1-point lead for PCM, 4-3. Bradley Irwin is waiting for his opponent to get back onto the mat.
Now Storch in on a single leg. Clark doing a great job of sprawling back on it. Not letting Storch get that takedown. And Clark trying to grab the inside leg and convert that into a takedown. We're going to get a stalemate. Nope, time's going to run out here going into the third period. Clark's going to lead 4-3.
Looking through my binoculars, it looks like they're working on the nose and eye of Yoder, and he must have got his head butted, because the medical professional that's down there is holding a finger up and moving it back and forth, checking his eyes.
Yep, checking the eyes on Yoder.
Checking the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Way to go, area wrestler. Shout out to Brad Irwin. Keep it going from Rod and Lori Bogle checking in. We want to hear from you, 641-799-1437. Wishing all the Albia wrestlers good luck. From Monica and Richard Tharp listening in. Tharp Funeral Home in Albia.
Clark starts the down position here in the third period, and he's still up 4-3.
And
what? 5 to go.
It was an escape awarded to Yoder, so it is 2-1. And Irwin quickly in on a single leg, a double underhook by Yoder, but Irwin powers it back.
Wow.
Gets Yoder down, and Yoder wisely got rid of that double underhook, or he would have gotten dumped to his back. And we've got more blood time for Yoder. So Yoder back to the blood corner, And they're attending to him, and there are still 21 seconds left in the first period where Bradley Irwin leads 4-1. Another break in the action at 132, but Bradley Irwin looks good early.
Back over here, Clark, minute to go. He still leads 4-3. Riding Storks. Clark's in the down position being rode by Storks. Minute to go. One-point lead here for Tristan Clark of PCM Monroe.
Just a matter of time there where you think that he'd be cut. Now Bradley Irwin's back out on the mat. He covers
the leg in right away.
Yoder. And we've got 10 seconds left and a potentially dangerous for Bradley Irwin. Yoder gets set again.
Clark here gets a quick stand-up switch. Still no point of word yet for the escape. Trying to maybe work that into a two-point reversal. 40 seconds left to go.
We'll leave it right there with you, Travis, because Bradley Irwin is in the intermission between the first and second periods with a 4-1 lead.
Yep, Clark's going to get the reversal now. He's going to lead 6-3 with 30 seconds left to go in the third period here. Tristan Clark riding back, tough on the hips of Storks. Got him broke down to the mat, trying to work the ball and chain. Maybe trying to look for a tilt combination here with 20 seconds left to go as he leads 6-3. Comfortable lead here for Tristan Clark. Still riding tough. Got Storks broke down. Storks trying to hit a switch here, but Clark doing a good job of fighting that off. 5 seconds left to go. He leads 6-3. Back to you, Joe.
Bradley Irwin starts the second period in the down position. Wastes no time in busting out. He's loose on his feet. They go off the mat out of bounds. It's a 5-1 lead for Bradley Irwin on his feet in the neutral position at 132.
He's absolutely just continued the entire postseason looking so aggressive and assertive here at 132 pounds. Drops down, looks like he's going to get a single leg, but get back to his feet. 5-1 here, Bradley Irwin.
All the pressure being brought by the Centerville Big Red, Bradley Irwin. A snap down now, tries to spin behind, can't hook that leg, but it's near the edge of the mat, and it's a power move there by Yoder.
Hang on to that single
leg. Nice job by Irwin hanging on to that leg. He's still got the single leg. He's going to try to elevate and get the trip. Irwin working back to the center of the mat, gets the trip, and gets the takedown at the edge of the mat, and they're off the mat with 106 to go. It's a 7-1 lead for Bradley Irwin from Centerville. Congratulations to Tristan Clark. He's in the semifinals for Prairie City Monroe, and that is a great semifinal match coming up for you there at 126.
145. Blake Lawless will be coming out momentarily along with Bryce Lesh, and we're likely to have those two going simultaneously. But the final 105 here at 132 pounds, Bradley Irwin, brought to you by Sinclair Tractor and Pete Harkness, as he's out in front 7-1 here, 56 seconds and counting.
It's second period action here at 132. Centerville's Bradley Irwin on top, both in the score and on the mat. Now he's trying to work a power half. Irwin got the crossbody ride in on the right side. Gets off the leg now. Bars the arm on the right side. Tries to work the half Nelson in on the left. We got a stall call against Yoder. Irwin bringing all the action. Yoder turtling up on the bottom now. Now Brad Irwin tries to work a cradle. Stand up now by Yoder. Irwin drops back down. Gets his hips locked up. Brings him back to the mat with 18 seconds to go. Brad Irwin still riding on top. Got the crossbody ride in there now on the left side. Switches off, gets crossbody ride in on the right side. Irwin, a great leg rider. Now Irwin, tripod stand-up by Yoder. Irwin chops the elbow, breaks him down, tries a guillotine, and is potentially dangerous.
Yeah.
2 seconds to go. We will restart it. It'll be Irwin covering Yoder with a 7-1 lead. 132-pound action. Boy, we got the 145-pounder starting to take the mat now.
We're going to be looking for Blake Lawless of Albia. Blake Lawless of Albia, Bryce Leshen of Albia coming up here just momentarily, Albia fans. And then Brad Scoobel of Washington followed up with Carter Isley at 220 pounds. And what a contest we're going to have where Blake Lawless is going to take on Max Thompson, a three-time state champion, trying to make it a fourth time. And that'll be a great contest here at 145 momentarily.
Going to go to the third period with a 7-1 lead for Brad Irwin. They'll start in the neutral position. Got a great special at the Fian's Pub in Melrose today. That's going to be tuna noodle casserole and peas in a roll. I think they'll start serving that at about 11:30 today, and that sounds like a pretty good Lenten feast.
Sounds real good.
All right, 7-1 the score now at 132 pounds. It's Brad Irwin on the mat. Bradley Irwin. Centerville Big Red. He's got the 7-1 lead. Shot in there by Yoder from Greene County. Sprawl by Irwin, and they're off the mat with 1:30 to go in this quarterfinal matchup.
Blake Lawless coming up here momentarily, Albia fans, as 138s are on the mats, along with 145s just beginning to take the mat. Blake Lawless will be the next match or mat available at 145 pounds, and we'll have that one. Right now, Bradley Irwin trying to get it done for Southern Iowa. Double leg, elevates.
He's in there deep.
Oh, he's going to take this and make this his own. And a great shot there by Irwin, going to dump him to the mat. And now with a 9-1 lead here for Bradley Irwin.
He's going to get bonus points here for the Centerville Big Reds if he can continue on this 8-point barrage. He's got an 8-point lead. It's 9-1 with 1 minute to go. I don't think Bradley Irwin is done scoring yet, though, folks. He's got the cradle locked up on the outside. Nice job there on a stand-up by Yoder. So it's a tilt attempt now by Irwin. Irwin's got all kinds of tools right here. He's near the edge of the mat. If he can turn him back into the mat, it will be back points for Bradley Yoder. And he's just about done.
Oh,
and he
wow.
does right now. It's a tilt and it's a spladle. And Bradley Irwin has got Yoder in trouble. Yoder is going to have the three count as they go off the mat. Nope, they only give him two. A 2-point near fall makes it 11-1. Bradley Irwin just scoring at will.
That did not look comfortable. The spladle is not a comfortable position to find yourself in, and Bradley Irwin execute. You know, we talk about his aggressive style of wrestling, and he also brings a tremendous amount of technique. You've seen a repertoire of offensive moves here by Bradley Irwin.
Yep. He's trying to punch his ticket to the 7:30 matchups tonight. That'll be the semifinals. They'll start for you Class 2A tonight at 7:30. So Bradley Irwin is well on his way to that semifinal matchup. 25 seconds to go. Irwin's covering now, going to try a cradle, and he's got the cradle locked up on the outside.
Oh, he's going to be able to run this over.
If he can tilt him back, he's got Yoder locked up in the cradle.
Back. There
and
it
Yoder,
is.
A strong kid, is on his back,
though. Here.
It's Bradley Irwin. He's got Yoder in the outside cradle. He's got locked up tight with 9 seconds to go. Yoder trying to get off of his back. It will be a 3-point near fall to make it 14-1 if Bradley Irwin does not get the pin, but he does get the win, and he's got time to run down to Phoenix for the special and get back to Wells Fargo for the 7:30 match tonight.
Blake,
good job, Bradley Irwin.
Lawless is going to follow Bradley Irwin. 14-1 decision. Bradley Irwin of Centerville with a big win. Blake Lawless getting ready to come out here on mat number 8, the blue mat. Why not? As Blake Lawless will take on the undefeated Max Thompson, three-time state champion, trying to make it a four-timer. But it is Blake
Lawless trying to be the upset of the century here. He has got a great physique out there. He's in shape. He's ready to wrestle. He trots out. He gets to the center mat. He's going to strap on the red leg bands. His opponent, undefeated Max Thompson, a three-time state champion, trying to become one of the elite of the elite and be a four-time stater.
You don't wrestle the uniform, and you don't wrestle his record, which is the good news for Blake Lawless. Here's a deep shot. Thompson right in and moves over with Kelly and gets Lawless on his back.
Oh, that was quick by Thompson. And he hit that Kelly to perfection. Now he's got chest to chest against Blake Lawless. So Blake Lawless on his back, but Lawless
great
does a good job fighting off of it. It will be a 5-point move for Thompson.
Thompson of Union, 53-0.
Thompson's beat the best of the best. I mean, he beat Freddie Stroker in 3A. That's his only loss. And Stroker's probably the definite one to win in 3A. Thompson just beat, I think during the duels, when he won his first duel, he beat T.J. Seabolt's consecutive win record of 192. So this kid's got 195 consecutective wins under his belt.
Hey, but Blake looks like he belongs out there with
absolutely.
Him. I mean, it was a slick little Kelly move, and anybody can get caught in a Kelly. But Blake Lawless fought his way off of his back. He's back to the center of the mat now after going off the mat with 119 to go. He's in the down position, and it's going to be a caution against Thompson from Union LaPorte City.
And Lawless gets set again. We've seen it happen up here.
Hey, we saw Cole Erickson, top-ranked Iowa recruit, go down leading by 11, got caught in a throw and pinned. And let's see if Blake Lawless can't make a little magic here. He trails 5-0 in the first period.
There's match brought to you by Hy-Vee of Albia, the Albia Brewing Company, and Bluff Creek Archery.
Lawless doing a nice job getting to his feet. Man, Thompson is riding tough, keeping lots of pressure on Lawless, not allowing Lawless to get to his feet.
Text coming in. Let's go, Blue. Let's go, Blake. You can do this. Believe. My wife listening back in Albion, and Lawless finds himself trailing 5-0 here. Bryce Leshen will be coming out here momentarily at 152. We're at 145 pounds. Bradley Irwin Tristan Clark of PCM, both with wins for Southern Iowa. Lawless, here's back points being earned. Nope. And two count.
Yep. Thompson had a nice little tilt in there.
Little tilt there by Thompson. Looked.
I'll be looking for Bryce Lesh in here momentarily. Good luck to my boys in blue. Get what yours, get where you're wishing for. Wish you could be there. Griffin Osing on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. 22 seconds ago. Blake Lawless trails by 5. 5 to nothing here. First period, 1:45.
Be nice, Blake, to find a way to get an escape here with 15 seconds left. But Thompson's done an excellent job of hand control, of keeping pressure on, and he's been constantly moving from side to side.
Thompson,
big 5-point move with Kelly has been the only scoring in this thing. And Blake Lawless, like I said, he shows that he belongs on this mat with Max Thompson, the 3-time state champion.
There's Thompson a tilt in there. Tilt.
Good job by Lawless fighting off of it. And it's going to be a 2-point near fall at the end of the period on the tilt by Thompson. And a pinning combination that you're never going to get a pin with, but just barely got his shoulders past the 45-degree angle for the 2-count. So that's a 7-0 lead for Thompson going to the second period. Great matchup there. We're going to bring this second period to you thanks to Dan and Pat Johnson of Albia.
I want to thank Benton Place Apartments, First Iowa State Bank, and our good friends at Tom's Affordable Tree and Outdoor Equipment bringing you this 145 contest here. Blake Lawless in trouble. More
he's got
points
that.
Earned here.
He started in the top position, got reversed, and now he's in a pretty tight little pinning combination here with the old corkscrew. And Thompson's got locked up tight. Blake's trying to fight his way off of his back. Blake Lawless on his back, and he does roll out of that thing.
Nice
great job. That will be a
3-point
near fall. Makes the score 12-0. Now Thompson works a chicken wing in on the left side. Blake Lawless with 1:21 to go here in the second period. Down on his stomach. It's the head in the hole for Thompson. Lawless now in trouble. He's got the half on the right, a power half. He's got the leg in on the right. He runs that power half, and Blake Lawless is in trouble with that half Nelson. Now Lawless on his back.
Oh,
tries
good
to
job
roll through.
Roll through
does
there
roll
Blake.
Through. Rolls through. I don't think he even had his shoulders exposed for the 2-count. But they do give him the 2-count, and that is 14-0. Lawless trailing now with 54 seconds to go. It's Max Thompson, all Max Thompson from Union and Port City here at 145 pounds in this quarterfinal match. And now another half Nelson, and Lawless is on his back again. Lawless trying to fight his way off of his back here with 40 seconds to go. It will be a tech fall or a fall for Max Thompson from Union and Port City. Let's see if Blake can power his way off of his back here again. He's been in trouble here in the first couple periods against a great wrestler, a storied wrestler, a historic wrestler in Iowa. So,
well, I think we talked about, I think he, we're not 100% sure, but I think he's going to go to UNI. And I tell you watching him wrestle, UNI's got a quality.
Well, the work that he's done up there, this is one of the best recruiting classes in the entire nation. UNI's putting together for next year. And Max Thompson, a part of that. Boy, you got quite a
class. Pin in 3 minutes and 55 seconds for Max Thompson. A very good sportsman effort there. He helps Blake Lawless to his feet. Blake's going to have to get himself right because he's got a great matchup coming up here in an hour and a half or so. And that's going to be against that boy from Boyden Hole Rock.
Going to move to 152. Bryce Leshen's going to be coming out here momentarily. And Coach Blake now has to get back up off the mat. You do not want to find yourself in that quarterfinal, that loss, and make that into a double loss.
You got somebody back there that's been waiting. All right, who am I going to wrestle? So they're all anxious. And then you can't – and hopefully he does. I mean, he's got beat by the best of the best.
Absolutely. I had a chance to catch up with Dave Winger, and here's the comments he had about what Bryce needs to do to get the job done here at 152.
Bryce is it's a complete contrast in style, so it'll be interesting to see. We've got a game plan going in, and we know what we need to do to take the kid down. He likes to keep distance, and we like to close the gap, so we'll chase him around and try to get takedowns, and Bryce is good on top, so when he gets on top, we'll try to keep his head on the mat and turn him over and pin him.
Bryce Leshen underway here, just underway here at 152 pounds. You heard what Coach Dave Winger had to say there. Bryce taking on a really high-quality opponent, Grant Sherman. 47 wins, only one loss.
He's got 48 wins after his defeat of Graham Sandahl from Solon. So a couple of great wrestlers out there on the mat, on their feet. No score here, just underway. 150 to go here. A shot by Leshen.
Near throw there by Leshen, but a great job of wiping that off by Sherman.
Sherman gets separation now. Leshen with the pressure. If you've just joined us, quarterfinal action here. It is Bryce Leshen against Grant Sherman. Sherman, a senior from Saydell. Bryce Leshen, Albia Blue Demon. He's got the blue singlet with the red flames going down the sides.
This 152-pound contest brought to you by Country Propane and Milo, Jim and Charlie, Summers Insurance, and Quality Ag here. Bryce Leshen on the mat here at 152.
It's going to be crucial for Bryce to get the first takedown here. I mean, you can run all statistical data you want, but getting that first takedown is so huge, and the percentages are so much higher on winning the match if you score the first points.
Just the confidence you gain knowing that you can score and your opponent then starts to doubt themselves. 50 seconds to go here, opening period. Bryce Leshen of Albia, undefeated junior.
Winner of this one advances to the semifinal round tonight at 7:30.
I was really impressed with the way Bryce handled Luke Strong of Clarinda that first round. I know he was a quality opponent listening to you guys on that match. I couldn't believe how he manhandled him. Hopefully we get a takedown here and can start to do the same here with Sherman and give him his second loss on the season.
27 seconds to go, opening period, and maybe some blood on Sherman. And there is, and they're going to have a blood timeout. Let's go to the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Go all Southeast Iowa wrestlers from Al, Jordan, Brian, and Justin in the grain train in Batavia.
Hey, thanks a lot for texting in there, Amos boys.
I'm making my patients listen to wrestling all day. Come on, Bryce Leshen. John Boyle's checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. And we're at 152 pounds. We got a blood timeout here. Bryce Leshen on the mat. This first period brought to you by Albia Motors, Jim and Charlie's, and Lathrop Construction of Albia.
Back to action here. Wrestlers are on their feet in a scoreless tie. Counting down through the final 30 seconds of this 152-pound first period. It's Bryce Leshen on his feet against Grant Sherman from Saydell. Leshen, talented Albia wrestler, gets separation now. 10 seconds left here in the first period. Wrestlers still on their feet. Boy, they're cagey, just feeling each other out here. Neither wrestler taking a shot here in the first period. A couple of good shuck buys by Leshen. Did not yield a
point. That was one high toss right there.
Yes, it was. I was thinking the exact same thing.
That thing floated in the air forever, man. He was going to hit the rafters. And the toss goes to Leshen. Leshen's going to choose the down position. He's going to open the second period. No score here at 152. The second period brought to you by Dan and Pat Johnson of Albia and Titan Machinery of Pella, along with our friends over at Dewey Motor Company. The escape right away by Leshen. 5 seconds in the second period. Leshen gets right out, right to his feet, right to work here. Sherman of Saydell. 47 wins on the season. Only one loss between these two wrestlers.
Leshen takes the lid off the scoring here in the second period. A 1-0 lead for him. He's on his feet against Grant Sherman from Saydell. 152-pound quarterfinal matchup here at Wells Fargo Arena. Live on 96.7. If you're just joining us, this is high school wrestling from the Iowa Championships quarterfinal round.
Blake Lawless just lost a moment ago to a three-time state champion Max Thompson. Bradley Irwin with the pin earlier. And, of course, Carter Isley to come here at 220 in just a moment. Right now, it is Bryce Leshen on the mat. Let's go, Bryce. Blake Leshen and Vic Sanders checking in. Blake's older brother of Bryce on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. 105 to go first period, or second period.
Shot in there by Sherman and a nice counter by Leshen. That looked like it could have been a deep shot, and Leshen just kind of caught the shoulder with the elbow right there and was able to stop that shot and get separation. Yes, he does get the separation now. They're at the edge of the mat, still neutral with 45 seconds to go. They go off the mat and we'll reset it at the center of the mat on our feet. Bryce Leshen ahead 1-0 with this second period escape.
It looks like there's just been a lot of hand fighting going on, Joe. I mean, they still like they're feeling each other. They've been wrestling each other for 3.5 minutes now. You think they'd figure each other out and try to do something, but haven't seen a lot of action on your feet.
Well, that was the first shot by either wrestler. We had a couple of shuck by attempts and a snap down by Leshen in the first period, and it looks like he's just content to see if Sherman isn't going to make a mistake and try to ride him in the second period, in the third period.
18 seconds to go here, and it is Leshen with the an early 1-0 lead here.
They're tied up at the edge of the mat, and we'll go off the mat with 11 seconds to go. Boy, they run back to the center of the mat. These two wrestlers are a couple of physical specimens. There's a shot now by Sherman. His second one. Nice fight off there by Leshen. We're going to go through the final ticks of the second period, and it's going to be 1-0, Leshen on top.
Well, you've seen Leshen when he was in the top position yesterday, so strong, was able to get his opponent right to his face, right to the mat, and work it over and get the pin. Let's see if this is what Bryce can do here. It is indeed. Sherman going to choose the down position. So Leshen's going to cover with a 1-0 lead here. Final 2 minutes of the 152. The winner goes on to the semifinals. Leshen breaks him down.
He's got the corkscrew right in right here right now. That's kind of his signature move. Now stand up and a brought back to the mat by Leshen. Leshen right back on with the corkscrew. Chops the elbow on the right side. Another stand up by Sherman, and this time he's out.
He's going to cut him on that one. And good recognition. You don't want him to make a... You'll give up one to avoid two. And we're tied at one here. 140 to go, third period. Bryce Leshen at 152. Trying to get the win for Blue Demon Nation.
Boy, you just feel like the first takedown wins this thing, Coach Cochran. And it's been a very tight match here. Two talented wrestlers. One loss between them.
Well, I think it's, you know, neither wrestler wants to make a mistake here, and then and they have to keep wrestling for 6 minutes. As we seen earlier, Mason Buster of Minneapolis was winning 1-0 with 15 seconds left in the third period.
Yes. We just got a double stall warning here. Both wrestlers have been warned for stalling, so the official wants them to wrestle,
too. That's a good call. Yep. That's a good call.
I agree. 1-1 here. 105 to go. Bryce Leshen on the mat at 152, undefeated on his junior campaign. Spent most of the second half of this season with an injury and to his knee, but he has not shown any reluctance at all this entire postseason. He finds himself with a 1-1 tie here with 50 seconds and counting here. Bryce Leshen of Albia. As they tie up at the middle of the mat.
There's a chuck by Leshen. Can't quite get behind.
Just missed.
He had that thing, and he just couldn't quite get that trailing arm hooked, and now we're off the mat again with 36 seconds to go.
This is a making of an overtime match, the way these two have not found their shot.
Well, and I don't think they're going to take
it. Well, here's a double leg in a sprawl out there by Leshen. Leshen trying to
whizzer out of it, and he whizzers it out of it. He's near the edge of the mat, and I like his position right now. He's got the whizzer in on the right side. He's at the edge of the mat. Anything that Sherman tries to do is going to take him off the mat, and it does.
That first score, so important for Bryce Leshen.
In the final overtime period.
We don't want to go there, but if we have to, that is an advantage for Bryce here. 17 seconds and counting. Tied at one here. Third period. Bryce Leshen, 152. Clock ticks down. Under 10 seconds to go here. Grant Sherman of Sadell. Bryce Leshen. There's a shot by Sherman. Shuck by. Now Leshen on the prowl. Right at the edge of the mat, and they go off.
We're going to have sudden victory, and I think it might go to overtime. These wrestlers here are going after each other now with 3 seconds to go. It has been a great one for you at 152 pounds.
You know, there was a
1-1 the tie.
There was a contest on Facebook between you and I, and who was going to, and people were keeping track, and whether you were going to say, here we go, or I was going to get excited. Well, we're both going to say, here we go, and I'm excited. 55 seconds to go here in sudden victory. The first score wins.
Snap down by Leshen. Good job by Sherman getting his head back up. There's 47 seconds to go here in the sudden victory period. We're tied at 1-1. The first score was made by Bryce Leshen.
I got the Brands Rock going on here.
There's a shot by Sherman. Sprawl by Leshen, and Sherman in deep now, and Leshen gets taken down, and it is over in sudden victory. A double leg shot in there by Sherman. He punches his fist to the crowd, and Bryce Leshen has his first loss of the year. Sudden victory loss. Just got a little bit out of position. A nice job there by Sherman on the double leg. Leshen tried to get the whizzer in on the right arm and just couldn't quite get it in there quick enough before the bulldog power move there by Sherman. Give him credit. A great match there. Bryce Leshen will compete again here.
Yep. The consolation's coming up, and Bryce and Blake both, who lost here, Bryce in the sudden victory, both wrestlers really have legitimate shots, but they got to get past the mindset, that disappointment that they sometimes face coming out for the quarterfinal loss. Coach, we talked about it before, that middle part of it, because both of Leshen and Lawless are capable wrestlers to get back to that third-place finish.
Absolutely, they really are. And I think they've been in this venue before. I think they understand what it means. Coach Pickerel, Coach Winger, we'll have a talk with them, say, hey, you know, it's done. Nothing you can do to change it. Now we got to move forward and go one match at a time.
Well, we're going to do another match, and that is Carter Isley coming up here at 220. Isley will be our next featured matchup at 220. And Brad Skubal of Washington will have his contest at 195. But right now, we all need a breather after that great contest by Bryce Leshen. He goes down in sudden victory, a 3-1 loss there for Bryce Leshen. We'll be right back. You're listening to the 2015 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. High above the mats, high fidelity. Don't go anywhere.
Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia are open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Check out these Lent specials. Alaskan pollock fillets are $1.99 per pound. Vandekamp's Crunch Fish Sticks, 22-ounce packages, just $3.99. Fresh frozen premium cod fish loins are $5.59 per pound. Fresh Lent specials from Jim and Charlie's.
Hey, y'all, it's Big Vinny the Mac from the Trailer Choir. Holla! April the 11th, we're coming to Avenue of the Saints Amphitheater. You can get your tickets at Red Truck Tickets. They're just $10 in advance. Oh, yeah.
Leftward Earthworks is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Leftward Earthworks has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers to provide precise guidance in all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. That's Leftward Earthworks at 641-226-2231.
Spring is right around the corner, and Quality Ag is ready to serve all your farming needs. Quality Ag in Albia and Melrose is your locally owned source for all your seed, fertilizer, and pesticides. Let Quality Ag be your hired hand. Get a jump start on your spring work by having Quality Ag custom apply your fertilizer and herbicide programs. Give them a call or stop in to discuss how they can serve your operation. Quality Ag in Albia and Melrose. Quality Ag thanks you for your business.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
High by the mats, high fidelity. Coach Kevin Cochran, Joe Sinclair, the TZ, and yours truly, Jason Summers, high by the mats here as Fairfield brings out a wrestler here at 182.
Bryce Lunsford from Fairfield on the mat for the Trojans. First period action here, Lunsford opens the scoring with the takedown. That made the score 2-0. And as we compete right now, there's an escape and a takedown by his opponent. That's a 3-2 margin that Bryce Lunsford finds himself in a deficit with 30 seconds left here in the first period. Lunsford is in the down position. He's covered there by Riley Haskin. Haskins from Dubuque Wallert, 29-2 on his season. Bryce Lunsford, great season going for him. He's 34-8. And it looks like Lunsford's going to be ridden out the rest of the period by Haskin. And he is. So we'll go to the second period. That's the score, 3-2. Here at 182 pounds, quarterfinal matchup. Bryce Lunsford gets his choice. He takes down to start the second period. Broken down there by Haskin. Haskin with the crossbody ride. Gets off that now, but stays back on the hips. Bars the arm on the left side. Lunsford broken down onto the mat. 2-on-1. On the left arm of Lunsford. Lunsford tries to get hand control and get to his base. Gets to his base, but taken back down on the bar arm by Haskin. Haskin riding tough. Now Haskin gets off the hips, tries to put half Nelson in on the left side. He's got Bryce Lunsford broken down. Lunsford trying to get to his base. Base means you got your hands on the mat and your knees on the mat. That's your base. If your belly's on the mat, you're broken down. And right now, Lunsford is broken down. His opponent, back on the hips, riding parallel, is Riley Haskin. This is a 182-pound quarterfinal match. Bryce Lunsford from Fairfield. Now he gets to his base. They're near the edge of the mat, and Haskin just kind of shoves him out towards the out circle.
Haskin doing a nice job pulling him in, keeping him in, trying to run some time off the clock. Lunsford, be nice for him to get out and get a fresh start.
And that's exactly what happens. Now Lunsford looks like he might be nursing his rib cage here. He gets up holding his ribs with his right hand. Looked like he might have been tender on the left side of his ribs there. But he does get back to the center of the mat, gets set. He's covered by Haskin from Wallert. And off the whistle, it's a stand-up. Nope, it's a whistle violation against Haskin. So Haskin jumped the whistle there. You get a couple of those here in high school wrestling. Now sit out by Lunsford. Lunsford with the sit out. He trails 3-2 here in the second period. 45 seconds to go. Lunsford started the second period in the down position, and he was ridden hard here in the first minute and a half now by Haskin. We're still at 3-2.
Stephen Holloway over there on mat number 5 just got his win by fall.
Holloway
to advance to the semis.
Returning state champion for the Mediapolis Bulldogs. Now we got a chicken wing in here by Haskin. And a chicken wing that he's working hard. And Lunsford in a little bit of trouble here. He does not have it past parallel, but he's got it locked up tight. He's taking his time and trying to keep from taking that arm up above parallel to make it potentially dangerous. And he does. And now it's back points. And Lunsford in trouble. There's 3 seconds to go. It's going to be a three-point move there. Three-point near fall, a five count for Haskin at the conclusion of that second period. That's a 6-2 deficit now for Bryce Lunsford, Fairfield wrestler there.
You get that arm as deep as he had it, that's hard to stop.
He did the best he could, and that really the only thing he could hope for was potentially dangerous. But give the credit to Haskin. He just took his time, eased it over, and once he got him past parallel, it's a good thing that there were only 5 seconds left in the period, or it would have been worse. Now the escape by Haskin. He started in the down position. Lunsford just cuts him. It's a five-point deficit now. So let's see if Lunsford's got a throw in him or a Kelly move or some big takedown to a pinning combination here with 141 to go at 182 pounds in the quarterfinal. Tough quarterfinal round so far for our Class 2A wrestlers. Gabe Rupke had a tough one at 106 for Sheraton, and he'll go down to the consolation side. And then we saw Blake Lawless. He was dominated by Max Thompson from Union LaPorte City, and then a tough sudden victory loss for Bryce Leshen from Albia at 152.
About the only thing positive we talk about is Bradley Irwin's win.
Bradley Irwin did have the win. We also had Skyler DeYoung from Oskaloosa in Class 3A. He's in the semifinals. We're on our feet here at Class 2A, 182 pounds in the quarterfinals. And a takedown there at the edge of the mat by Haskin. And that makes the score 9-2. 9-2 now with 114 to go at 182 pounds. It's third period wrestling here from Wells Fargo on 96.7. And the live stream on KIICradio.com, where Fairfield's Bryce Lunsford is trailing by 7 with 1 minute remaining in his 182-pound quarterfinal matchup.
We're going to be at 220 here just momentarily, folks. And that means Carter the Iceman Isley will be on the mat. And shout out to Carter from the Sweeneys in Del Rio, Texas, on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. We want to hear from you.
All right, we got Lunsford on the mat now with 38 seconds to go. He is trailing by 7, and he's being ridden tough by Haskin. This Haskin kid, he got down early. It was the opening takedown by Lunsford, and it's been all Haskin ever since then from Dubuque Wallert.
It really has. Controlled the match. Done a nice job riding him. Lunsford's had no opportunity to come up and out. Haskin's kept a nice job keeping pressure on. He's controlled the wrists.
Yep.
Got some back points out of it.
Yep. We're down to the final 10 seconds, and it will be Bryce Lunsford going down to the consolation side now. His day is not over.
We're watching some of these other matches. Brad Scoobel from Washington won by a fall over there in the first period. Some of them are going so quick, and we've talked about possibly the chances of a district rematch between him and Holloway, and I think it's looking pretty good.
All right, well, Haskin has his hand raised. He was the winner over Bryce Lunsford from Fairfield. The score in that one, 9-2.
We're going to go to 220 here in just a second. Carter Isley's going to come up on mat number 4, the Iceman. Carter Isley, here's a text coming in with a question to it. How many years has Albia went to state? Darlene is wondering. I don't know, in terms of state.
They've had individuals at state practically every year since
one duel.
Charlie Morton instituted the program 40
back
years
in
ago.
The 70s, maybe?
I've got the book. We can pull it out and look.
Well, you got some homework to do, buddy.
I guess.
But you better not blink, because Carter Isley is on the mat here. This is a rematch, and here's what Coach Dave Winger had to say about Carter Isley in this matchup.
Well, right now, Carter's really focused. He's like a caged tiger walking back and forth. So, the match that we had at Bettendorf, and it's the same kid. So it was good to see that match, and it was a 6-0 win for us. And Carter's very focused. So we know what he's going to bring to the table, and we're going to make adjustments. And I certainly hope that the Davenport kid does as well, because we feel pretty good going into the day with Carter.
Carter Isley on the mat here. No score, 30 seconds in.
Broderson from Davenport Assumption and Carter have met once earlier this year. It was a 6-0 lead win for Carter Isley.
Carter was, according to Coach, was really, really disappointed. He said he's never had a wrestler come off a mat with a dominating win that was that disappointed. He really felt like he left something on the table.
Well, he's out there on his feet right now. They're tied up at the center of the mat. Isley with the push. He's got the inside position. And now there's separation again. We're at 220 pounds, folks, here on 96.7. Carter Isley, the Albia Blue Demon wrestler. He's up against Noah Broderson from Davenport Assumption. No score here. Early on, first period action. 220-pounder, Carter Isley.
This match brought to you by Hy-Vee of Albia, Albia Brewing, Double D Repair, and Bluff Creek Archery. Carter, the Iceman Isley. Let's go, Carter Isley, from Uncle Scott and family. 41 seconds go, first period. Isley, no score here. A couple of bulls circle around the middle of that ring.
Really showing a lot of respect, and kind of reminds me of Bryce Leshen's match. You know, he wrestled very aggressively all the way up to his quarterfinal matchup and then got a little bit tentative. And Carter a little bit tentative right here, too. Like to see a little bit of action here, and I think Carter's a better wrestler, and if he brings the action, I think he scores first. Now we got a little bit of action, a little pummeling. Underhook,
oh, and there's a shot. Double leg, down he goes. Carter Isley with a double leg takedown.
And that's what we were looking for from Carter right there. He got aggressive. He shot in on the double. Cat quick, got around behind him, and scores a two-point takedown at the end of the first period.
You're going to run out of time here, but he grabbed that far arm, that left arm.
I feel so much better about this match right now because Carter Isley got aggressive, and it was starting to look like a rematch like Bryce's match, but Carter Isley with the aggressive there, got it done. He's going to cover Broderson to start the second period.
Was that a physical move?
Watching Carter Isley, he wrestles like 160 pounds.
Yes, he does.
I mean, he doesn't wrestle the way that normal heavier kids wrestle.
Top running back in 2A, maybe the entire state last year. This kid can flat out has a different motor for a guy 220 pounds. And Carter Isley out in front here, 2-0, 17 seconds into the second period. Brought to you by Jim and Charlie's.
He's riding
Southern Iowa Technology and Summers Car Credit.
He's riding Broderson here from Davenport Assumption with the 2-0 lead and just cuts him
up.
Cuts him with 30 seconds gone in the second period.
Just flames on the side of his singlet match is his effort.
We're going to be rolling right into the 3A consolations immediately right after this round, too. So Alec Clark of Ottumwa will be one of the first ones we have coming up.
No rest right here on your sports leader, KIIC. But right now, Carter Isley of Albia trying to get the win here as the Blue Demons have had their first two wrestlers, both Leshen and Lawless, lost in their quarterfinal matchups. They'll be in these consolations here momentarily. 1 minute to go here, second period. Carter Isley.
2-1 lead for Isley. He's given up the escape here in the second period. He got the takedown at the conclusion of the first period. That's his 2 points. And with 50 seconds to go, they're locked up, pummeling at the center of the mat. Broderson with inside position on the left. Isley with inside position underneath on the right. Now a shot in there by Isley, and he's in there deep enough, and he gets the two-point takedown at the edge of the mat. Brings him back onto the mat, tries to work a half Nelson in on the left side, but with 30 seconds to go, a good job there by Broderson, wiping it off. It's a 4-1 lead for Carter Isley.
Isley went down to his knees and got the double leg, and on his knees with the strength of Isley, sent Broderson over, and now Isley on top here, 4-1, 19 seconds to go here in the second period.
Really good job there by Carter Isley, using his momentum, kept his hips under him, and his shoulders slightly forward, and was able to elevate and get that big two-point takedown with the double leg at the edge of the mat. And he's going to just ride him out here at the conclusion of the second period. We'll go to the third. Isley, I'm sure, will take the down position, and we will have a 4-1 lead going to the third period for Carter Isley, trying to go to the semifinals.
He'll
here at 220.
In the neutral position. Isley chooses to be on his feet. He likes wrestling on his feet. That's what Coach Winger, how he described this match. Carter is like a tiger that's been in a cage, and he wants to stay on his feet here. 4-1 here, Carter Isley, 1:49 to go, third period. This third period brought to you by Tharp Funeral Home, Dewey Motor Company, and Sheraton Vision.
All right, there's this double leg shot in there again by Isley, but they're off the mat, and Broderson really has not had an answer for Carter Isley right now. Isley cut him in the second period, and that's been his only point.
Well, how do you stop a freight train, Joe?
You don't.
I mean, that's what he's hitting, basically a freight train double is what I like to call it.
Well, that was a shot in there, the first shot that we've seen Broderson take, and it was a little bit wild. It was a single leg shot on the right leg of Isley. Isley sprawls out of it, gets the front headlock, and then decides that he doesn't like that combination and cuts him. We're at the center of the mat with 1:18 to go. Another single leg in there by Broderson. It was
move.
A bad one, and
Isley
a nice shot by
over.
Isley. Gets behind, gets the takedown. Now he's
missed.
Got him down on the mat, flat on his belly. It's a 6-1 lead for Carter Isley at 220 pounds. 1 minute remains in the third period. Let's see if Isley tries to lock up a pinning combination here, get something done on the mat.
You won't have to worry about a stall call out of Carter Isley. He is a workhorse, and he's trying to turn this 6-1 lead into bonus points for his teammates, and he's
He's got the arm barred on the right, tries to run the half on the left. Nice job there, winging it down by Broderson. Broderson wings it down, wipes it off, and now Isley gets back on the hips. Broderson gets back to his base, and Isley cuts him. That makes the score 6-2.
Like I said, Carter's just not satisfied with just getting a win. He wants total domination.
Well, he's on his feet now, gets the underhook, and he needs to stay away from this kid. This kid's got the underhook on him now, and Carter understands that. Now gets separation, a wild shot by Broderson, and spins behind, and it's 8-2 for Carter Isley. And that was a wild shot by Broderson.
Counting Carter Isley with an 8-2 lead here. Tom's Affordable Tree and Outdoor Equipment bring you this 220 matchup as Carter, the Iceman Isley, is going to get the win. He had him turned over, nearly got back points at the edge of the mat. Isley at 220 is going to get the win for the Blue Demons. The Iceman, Carter, the Iceman Isley, trying to get back to Saturday night and get a state championship. And he'll get the win here in the quarterfinals over Broderson of Davenport Assumption, and that is a big win. How about that, Coach Cochran? How about that, TZ?
Yeah, that was a great win for Carter Isley. I'm following up here with the end of this third period match here on Hewlett and Polson, which are the winner of that match will be taking on Isley here in the semifinals. And Hewlett from Creston Orient Maxburg is going to go ahead and get the win there 4-2. So we'll be looking for that matchup in the semifinals.
Coach, when he cut him with about 30 seconds to go with the 6-1 lead and just cut him because he wanted some more. We talked about the guys that get the lead and then they put the brakes on. Not at Carter Isley, man. He doesn't want to just win. He wants to dominate.
Well, and that's what you instill in kids. I mean, that should be the mentality that you come out here with. And it's hard to keep that mentality all the time. I mean, it really is for kids because all they want to do is find a way to win. But, you know, they got three quality wrestlers, and they can find themselves maybe trying to get in the top five or whatever. You know, I remember I had I can go back to the day when I had a Nick Pickrell, a Tony Loveson, and a T.J. Seabolt, and those are the only three kids we had, and we ended up taking a second-place trophy home.
Well, Coach talked about that off the air, and I'm not going to disclose everything we talked about, but he's certainly seen a recipe there. Did not want to talk about the consolations, but a wise coach knows that it's still possible. You don't talk about that with the kids in the consolation, but it's still possible. You know the two matches that Bryce and Blake both were going to get, that for both of them to go through was going to be really difficult, particularly for Blake. But he's seen the recipe is there. If they wrestle the way they can, both Blake and Bryce can end up with a third-place finish, and there's no doubt that Carter Isley is a state champion type of wrestler.
Absolutely. You know, and talking about those consolation wrestlebacks, that's the one thing, looking back on our little run that we had with the three. It wasn't we did have two state champions, but it wasn't that. It was Tony Loveston coming back through that backside, and he was pinning kids. He was dominating, getting the bonus points, and just going through that made it so much fun, and it made it fun for the other two also.
Absolutely.